The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O.
And we're back!
What day is this?
It's Wednesday!
I think I know what people want to hear when they first wake up.
Time to get up and go to work!
These guys are hilarious. They do so much funny stuff.
Hilarious.
Hello. It's funny, believe me.
So how are you Wednesday?
Sorry, I'm having trouble waking up.
It's Wednesday, everybody.
Wednesday.
Guess what the day is?
Wednesday.
And so it begins.
Showtime.
Just waking up, getting ready to go. You know? Just trying to rub the crud out of my balls.
Yeah.
Dex and Steve-O on a Wednesday. Beautiful Wednesday.
I'm just going to dance. Although I can't feel my body, so it's going to be a little difficult today.
Yeah, man. Just think, if you wouldn't wear those compression pants, you'd be so sore. You probably wouldn't even be able to walk.
Probably not, man.
I got a kick out of those pictures. You and your compression pants.
I got compression pants, guys. I wore them to the gym.
You did. You did.
It's going to be dope.
And you hit your max on back squats because of the compression pants.
Yeah.
And let's face it, it was Coach Nick.
Yeah, really
that was really
was.
The reason why.
Dude, Nick's amazing. I went from like 135 pounds on my back squat to 200 pounds yesterday.
Do you think it's because Nick said, listen, you can do way more?
Well, yes. And there were a couple things that he was showing me. But it was like, that's still.
Did you believe in yourself more? Is that why? Did you just think, oh, you know what? I can do way more.
Maybe.
Or maybe you just haven't done back. Because that was the thing with me. I haven't done back squat in a long time.
That could be it, too.
And, you know, we've been working out pretty consistently.
I swear we just did back squats, man.
Really? Maybe yeah. I missed a day. Where I did do it.
So I was like, but he was showing me these like techniques with my knees and my core and all these things. And I looked at that weight and I was like, there's no way.
Can't say that.
In fact, I said that. I said, I can't do this. And he looked at me and goes,
that.
You're right. You can't. Because either you can or you can't. What do you believe? I was like, okay, why are you yelling at me?
You never tell a coach that you can't do something.
I thought we were friends. I've known you a long time.
Here's that's a rule. And the other big rule at the gym is never complain about a workout.
Oh, dude.
There's a lot of coaches
will
make
it
worse for you.
Instead of 20 box jumps, let's do 40. 40 instead. Aww.
And never say that it's easy.
No. Yeah.
Don't do the opposite of complaining that it's too hard. Don't say, oh, this could be so easy today. Don't ever say
you
that.
You shut your mouth and you get your work in, yo.
Yep.
Yeah, dude. I'm a little tight today. A little tight.
Give you a little massage during the break?
Yeah, maybe. Just in the midsection right over here.
That's good. Man.
Oh, man. Our girl Beck was at the gym yesterday, and Amy's back. And so I'm really looking forward to Friday morning.
Yeah.
Talked a little bit about what we're going to talk about this Friday. So if you miss Friday mornings, man, it's a good hour. It's a good hour.
Yeah, if you ever have any questions, fitness questions, you can just text them in or email us, studio@star88.fm or 585-LIVE. That's our live line number. Mm. And we'll ask the ladies when they come in on Friday.
Okay.
Welcome to the program, 612.
High today of 55 degrees.
What's the weather looking like the rest of the week?
I mean, it's allegedly going to heat up the next couple days. I don't know, man. 55 today, 59 tomorrow. As we head into the weekend where it was supposed to rain all weekend. Now it's saying mostly cloudy with maybe a passing shower. So it's going to get up to 60 degrees over the weekend. But we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see what happens. Let's see what happens, guys.
Periods of sun is what it says. Clouds and sun. I don't know, man. Today, I think it's currently, 34 degrees.
Wow. Is it really that cold out?
Yeah, it's 34 currently.
Didn't feel like it.
Oh, it did.
Really?
Yeah. It was cold walking in this morning. And it is still pitch black outside, which is weird.
When do we do the clock thing again?
Spring forward?
I guess during the spring. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a big show planned for you guys. But first, didn't get a chance to do this story yesterday. There's a guy who lives in Australia. And he decided to build a wall around his house. Why do you ask why? Why did he build a wall around his house?
Because he loves our president. This is Australia, never mind.
Well, it doesn't say anything about that. His name is not Trump either.
Well, when you hear build a wall.
His name's Tony. Says he has taken inspiration from Roman ramparts and from World War I defenses.
Okay.
To build a wall around his house to keep his ex out.
Whoa.
That is... I mean, I'm just thinking, if you build a wall around your house to keep your ex out,
yeah,
there's what problems. Is this ex like?
There's some troubles, man.
Tony believed God was on his side and that U.S. President Donald Trump, who's going ahead with his election promise to build a wall along the Mexican border, could take a leaf out of his book. Mr. Trump is thinking about building a wall? Well, he could learn a bit from me. About keeping certain people out, Tony said. Tony said he was forced to build the wall, which is over 2 meters tall and topped with barbed wire to keep his ex away because she's intent on plundering and pillaging. What?
This is the oddest story at 6:15 in the morning.
Plundering and pillaging. I thought the Romans used to put this up around their camp, he said. It's a bit symbolic. You fight your enemy that's coming in to take your property without paying a cent for it. I'm going to go to extreme lengths to protect what is mine.
Wow.
Did you see this? Look at
Whoa!
This wall.
Whoa! It looks like something out of Vikings.
It does.
Like when they're setting up camp and they have to like... Wow.
Yeah. His current partner, Antoinette, says, I really didn't believe it, but then I saw it and I was in shock. Tony's defense of his home also comes complete with the catapult. I think this is just an excuse to go medieval.
He has watched way too much Vikings.
Oh, my. Catapult?
He's like, no! What? I shall protect what is mine!
So he sees his ex in the distance. Is he launching things at his ex?
That is so great. Like watermelons?
Yeah, I don't know.
Flaming watermelons.
Flaming watermelons. Well, here's the problem. The local council has threatened Tony with a hefty fine because his building has not been approved. You got to get all that stuff approved, and it looks really bad if you live next to Tony. That I feel like he could have done a better job of, you know, making the wall look a little bit nicer.
Yeah,
I mean the boards aren't cut to, you know, the same length and. The barbed wire is just kind of draped everywhere. That is crazy.
Yeah.
I was hoping that we would hear from the ex. Yeah, they reached out, but she didn't want to comment.
Well, of course.
But
she's busy mapping out her plan of attack.
I really do think this guy just wanted to build. He probably wants to build a medieval castle. That's what he's going for next.
Say that now, and then it's going to be an update, and it's like... The ex showed up in a Trojan horse hiding inside the gift.
Oh, my gosh. She shows up with an army of other ladies.
Inside, hiding inside this giant horse. No, a gift for the king.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's a gift for the king.
Oh, people are funny.
Oh, man.
Australians are funny.
Speaking of funny, the Liveline just chimed in and said, China built a great wall to keep the Huns out. Trump will build a wall to keep the Huns out.
Okay. All right.
Nailed it.
Thank you, good. Star Me. Gosh, you guys.
Oh, man. Coming up on the show this morning, we have Gary Valentine.
Who?
He's the brother of Kevin James.
Yeah.
Kevin James is one of my favorite actors. comedians, and I mean, I can't talk to Kevin James. I might as well talk to his brother. I can't wait to talk to Gary about his brother.
He's seriously been in everything that Kevin James has been in. I'm looking at his stuff, and it's like, Paul Blart Mall Cop. I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
Yep.
Here Comes the Boom.
Uh-huh.
Paul Blart Mall Cop 2. It's like, what? What does he do?
Yeah, he was on King of Queens, which is probably, I don't want to say it's number one as far as sitcoms, but King of Queens was, oh my gosh, Leslie and I would watch that every day.
I've never seen it.
Oh, so good. And his brother, Gary, he played Danny Heffernan, his brother, on King of Queens.
Okay.
And now they have a new show, which is called Kevin Can Wait. It's on CBS. And it's basically King of Queens with, his brother, again. And then you have different actors. And he's kind of a different scenario. He has kids, and he's a retired cop. But it's really the same show.
Hey, he was in Fargo, the TV series. Mm-hmm. Kevin James wasn't in that.
Really? Good for him.
Boom. He was also in The Dog Who Saved Christmas TV special.
I don't think Kevin James was in that.
No.
So Gary Valentine, 820. Again, Kevin James' brother. We'll talk to him.
That's crazy.
I think about Kevin Can Wait. I think that's what we're talking to him about.
Probably.
Which, I guess if you like King of Queens. I was reading the, I was on YouTube watching some clips from Kevin Can Wait, because I haven't really seen it yet. And I was looking at all the comments, and people, if you're a huge King of Queens fan, they were just ripping this new sitcom apart.
Really?
Yeah, because it's just a terrible version of King of Queens.
Oh, good.
Which is probably why we're talking to Gary about it, because they need the promotion.
Yeah.
Let's see. We have 4 signs your boss has stopped trying. Let's find out if maybe our bosses, they've just stopped trying. You know, if you're a boss, if you have everybody else doing the work for you, I mean, do you have to try very hard? I mean, you kind of reached the top. You're the boss.
Yeah.
How hard do you have to try at that point?
Yeah, but then you get like stale and stagnant. And I mean, I feel like you got to keep pushing. This isn't the end.
Yeah.
Because I mean, we're not the boss, but I mean, we made it to the morning show.
That's true.
We got to keep pushing, man.
I've always said I never want to be the boss. I've never wanted to be a program director. I've never wanted to be anything where I have to be a boss over somebody else.
Yeah.
I just want to be the morning show guy.
That's cool.
That's it. That's my dream. Don't give me anything else. Don't give me another title.
You just died out.
I don't want it.
No aspirations.
I mean, I think I got production director at one point. Nice. And then I got rid of that. I'm like, I don't need that. Because you put production director, then people expect you to do things all the time. And I just want to focus on the morning show. I don't want to focus on other things like production.
I did get here early this morning so that I could listen to a lot of audio.
You are the program director.
Yeah.
And the production director.
I'm the PD.
You are. So, yeah. Sorry,
I mean,
man. I'm really sorry.
I want to like split that because PD sounds weird. So maybe I'll just do production program, the PPD.
PPD.
Yeah.
No.
You don't want PPD?
You can't do that.
Yeah, you know me.
We'll talk about it. I found the weirdest superstitions from all around the world.
Okay.
Some weird ones. The key to a happy marriage is what? What's the key to a happy marriage?
Chocolate.
Yeah, you nailed it. No, it's... You nailed it. Come on. You give your wife some chocolate. That's the key.
That's the key right there.
Speaking of chocolate, Valentine's Day was yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
How did everybody do? Anybody fail miserably? Did anybody do great? You guys chime in. How did it go?
I want to hear some stories, man. We're hoping for updates this morning from... We had some people chime in yesterday, so.
Yeah, we read that letter. The girl who did not want her boyfriend to propose.
Yeah.
And we're hoping for an update this morning.
Yeah, dude.
On how things went, how she handled it. Did she follow some of the Starmie's advice? Because we got a bunch of different advice. She could have gone so many different ways. So hopefully we get that. What else? Yeah. Anything in your world? Anything happening?
Just learning that Kevin James had a brother. This is my favorite. So I'm prepping for the interview, and it's like trivia for Gary Valentine. Number one, he's the older brother of Kevin James.
Oh, my God.
Another piece of trivia. He's the uncle of Kevin James' daughters.
Oh.
That's real, man.
My God.
Also, he lived in an L.A. bachelor pad with his brother, Kevin James. Like, all of this stuff has to do with Kevin.
Oh, my gosh. Amazing. I don't know. We don't know Gary.
We don't.
Never interviewed him before. I'm sure he's going to be
a great guy.
He's
going to be awesome.
I wish we could have fun with this interview.
I know, right?
Because I don't want to disrespect him at all, but no. It'd be really funny if we just asked him about his brother the whole interview.
Man.
But I know.
Speaking of brothers, today's my brother's birthday.
What? It is?
Yeah.
Scotty's birthday?
I'd love to call him.
No, we're going to call him. Come on.
Not on air.
We have a 40-second delay. We can always hang up on him.
Oh, speaking of brothers.
We got to call him.
All right.
What is he, 35?
Something like that.
You don't know? How many years younger is?
I don't know. A couple. Few.
36.
36. Yeah. He's 30. No,
I don't know. Because you're 38, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. And your sister, she's...
She's in her 30s. I think. She's the baby.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't remember.
Man.
I know.
Your brother lives here.
I know.
I wish my brother lived here.
Yeah?
I don't even know if I would hang out.
Exactly, right?
We are so opposite. I mean, I love my brother, but we are complete opposites of each other.
We texted each other this week, and it's like, we see each other, you know, because he comes to Knob Hill, so we do talk. But out of the blue, these are the extents of our conversations. The last time he texted me was February 5th, right? And so then out of nowhere, I just got, dude, seen John Wick 2 yet?
That's the, you know what? That sounds just like my brother and I.
And I said, I wish, hoping to go this weekend. And he said, man, it's good.
What?
I said, I did love the first one. He said, first one was so good. Second one is close to as good.
Oh, man, it's good. That's good.
Nothing, right? Like,
yeah, yeah.
10 minutes later, have you seen Dread with Carl Urban? I guess it's spelt Carl because he spelled it with the C, and then he changed it to K. And I said, dude, that movie was pretty awful.
Oh,
and he said,
gosh.
What? That movie was sick. That was our whole text conversation. It's done, man.
Oh man, yeah. This is the last conversation I had with my brother. It was January 14th.
Mm. January 14th? Dang, dude, that's over a month ago.
Hey, bro, what's the name of your buddy's name and name of his foundation that pairs vets with canines? And what was the name of that show? And I texted him a picture of his Facebook page. And I said, Dogs of War.
You couldn't even...
And I said...
You couldn't even text him?
I said,
you, like, screenshotted him?
Well... The show got canceled after one season. Does he still have his foundation? No. I don't know.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to share this with Gary today, and we're going to say, Gary,
what was the last text
conversation you had with Kevin?
Oh, my gosh.
We were talking about how we love our brothers, and yet, when was the last time you talked to Kevin?
That's hilarious.
I want to know.
I love it. 585 Live. You can chime in. I feel like I should have a better relationship with my brother.
Yeah, dude.
He lives in Montana, okay?
I feel like that even more so, like
and
when they're
my
far
sister
away.
And I, we talked the other day, and we hadn't talked since, I don't know, last year sometime?
Yeah.
I rarely talk to her.
What is wrong with us? Yeah, my last text from to my sister was January 10th.
Ugh.
And it was about the Flash. I just found out that Apple TV has a CW app with all the episodes. And I said, dude, catch up. And she said, oh, I will, but not without the boys. They'd be so mad at me. That was our whole conversation.
This is boring.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
Wow. Just so
deep
and just.
Hey, how are you? How are my,
thick with
how
love.
Are my nephews?
Yeah.
Exactly. What's God doing in your life? How's your marriage?
Oh, my brother.
Dude, the Flash.
Yeah, the Flash. I just
dude,
found
John
out.
John Wick 2.
I can watch all the episodes of The Flash. They have a CW app. That is so funny. That's like my brother finding out that he doesn't have to buy music anymore on iTunes.
Oh, God.
I found out how much my brother was spending on iTunes. I wanted to throw up all over him. I could not believe. If you still buy music on iTunes, I think there's something wrong with you. That is such a waste of money.
Yeah.
And then I tried to explain to him, there's streaming services and they're free. And you can listen to anything you want. There's a thing called YouTube and you can type in the artist and the title and every music video will pop up.
Boom. Dude, people are chiming in. By the way, somebody said, I scored yesterday. Valentine's Day, flowers, candy balloons, and money. And I didn't have to entertain or marry some bum. Hashtag single life.
All right.
Yeah. Somebody said, go. My brother lives in Kansas City. We talk every single day. See? See?
Oh, okay. Well.
Oh, good for you.
Somebody actually gave us a screenshot of their last text conversation with their sibling. Said, sounds like me and my brother. This was our last conversation. What is that video game with the date with Cleopatra quote? Forgotten Worlds for Sega Genesis. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Thanks. Then the brother sent back the quote. Quote, I can't believe it's over. I'm still shivering. Wait, what is that Cleopatra quote? I can't find it. You cannot stop me with just a parmesan. Just found it on YouTube. It's darn no date with Cleopatra. Somebody just chimed in and said, my last conversation with my brother was also January 14th. I said, did you give my deer hide those Indians? And he said, no, they didn't want it. I'm going to go drop it off at a vegan restaurant. What?
These are great. Keep them coming. I love this. Send us a snapshot of the last conversation you had with your sibling.
This is terrible.
It's so good. We got to call Scotty. It's his birthday, man.
Yeah.
He owns a pawn shop. He should he should have his own reality show, like Pawn
Stars.
He
really should, actually, guys. He's, oh, man. I don't want him to come on the show because then he's going to take my job. Oh.
All right, 585 Live. You can chime in. You can call into the show, too, 338-3700. When we come back, we'll check the roads and we'll do some headlines.
President Trump has named retired Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg as acting security advisor until a permanent replacement can be found.
Linda McMahon becoming the 12th Trump cabinet pick to win confirmation.
The yeas are 81, the nays are 19.
McMahon will lead the Small Business Administration.
In the Playboy issue that's just out, pictures of naked women have returned after a one-year absence.
The head of the Fed is updating Congress.
Since my appearance before this committee last June, the economy has continued to make progress.
The head of the Secret Service, Joseph Clancy, is retiring in March.
Google's YouTube and Disney have canceled contracts with YouTube's biggest star, PewDiePie.
Nearly 200,000 people ordered to evacuate near a damaged dam system in Northern California can go home for now.
Our agencies are working around the clock in an effort to mitigate all hazards that may threaten the residents in and around Butte County.
A jury in New York City has convicted 56-year-old Pedro Hernandez of kidnapping and killing 6-year-old Eitan Pates. Eitan vanished in 1979, one of the first children on a milk carton.
Verizon is switching up again and joining other carriers and offering an unlimited data plan.
San Francisco's rated America's healthiest city, Detroit, the unhealthiest.
Good morning. Starmy, you are hilarious. Oh, my gosh.
I'm in tears, dude.
People are sending us snapshots from their last conversations with their siblings. And, oh, my gosh. They are so funny. It is 6:39.
High today of 55 degrees. Traffic. Well, let's take a look at the roads, shall we? There's some road construction. The left lane is closed. Unser Boulevard at Western Trail. Also, some construction happening Central Avenue West between Cedar and I-25. No accidents to report this morning. Let's take a look at traffic.
Traffic!
Yeah, we, well, it's Scotty's birthday, Steve-O's brother's birthday today. And Steve-O brought up the last text conversation they had. And it was really boring. And
yeah.
And so I looked up my...
I mean, it wasn't boring. It was just about John Wick 2 and Judge Dredd, man.
Yeah. Yeah, just short and sweet. And it's funny because it's the same with my brother. He usually texts me if he has a question or there's not much depth to our to our conversations. And you guys started taking snapshots of your conversations. Oh, my gosh.
I just...
The one that sent the picture
of the kids drawing. The flamingo.
Oh my gosh.
The kid. I wish we could post these. There's no way. Oh my gosh. Somebody else sent in a screenshot of the group text with my three brothers. We have an ongoing running text for the last couple of years. Some great things some of the four of us chat about, and it's a photo of Pringles, and it's like, they legit smell like nachos. Nice, I bet those are good. Pretty good. Mmm. Thieves and his brother, I cannot share.
Oh, man.
But it was hilarious.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Gosh, dude. And then there was another one about a bro. And I'm talking about heliboarding in Silverton, Colorado, where you do like the heli drops, you know, dropping out of a... Gosh, dude. It looks like something I would say to my brother, too. Because it's like, dude, one drop would be cool. But unfortunately for you, there's extra fees for those over 225 pounds, fatty.
Sounds like our conversations,
dude,
on
right? We still have a group text. You know what the funny thing is? I'm talking about like, I haven't talked to my sister in a month. I talked to Scotty, but it was like, you know. And then I think about the fact that you, me, and Teo seriously have a group text that still has not quit.
Yeah, right?
Like, it won't quit.
It slowed down a little bit. Yeah. It's not as much as it used to be, but I love that we still...
Yeah. Still the group.
Yeah.
Still a group text. That was my Valentine's Day photo on Instagram yesterday.
That was pretty good. I love Teo's comment.
Yeah. Yeah, I posted a photo for Valentine's Day of myself holding hands with the old Teo, and his comment was, new number, who dis?
He's moved on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's back with his best friends, and
it's probably
going to get the band back together. And,
I mean...
Sounds like they pretty much did at church
on
Sunday.
Four members of Waverly were together this last week.
What? Oh my gosh. Starmy! Stop doing that. You can't send us things that we can't talk about on the radio.
Dude, some of these text conversations are amazing. I love it though, because it's like, yeah, that's about right. That's what siblings do, man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
I love it. It just shows you family, man. It's
you know what my brother
important.
Does that I can't stand? Is he'll make a group message with, it'll be me, my sister, my Uncle George, and my brother. And my Uncle George and my brother, they're body shop guys. They're mechanics.
Okay. Oh, man.
So they'll just get into this... texting war back and forth, and then Wendy and I are sitting there. Can you guys take us? Please stop.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
If I'm in a group that it starts getting out of hand, I'll just mute it for a while.
Yeah.
You're like, I'll come back.
My sister didn't know how to do that.
Catch
it was so
me
funny.
Up.
She texts
me up later.
She texts back all the time. Can you guys take me out of this group? Because my phone won't stop dinging.
Unfollow.
Yeah. So funny.
Oh, man. Yeah, we got to call Scotty today for his birthday.
If you guys want to send us a snapshot of the last conversation, the last text conversation you've had with your sibling, it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
585-LIVE. You guys feel free to shoot us that or anything that you want to talk about.
Oh, I guess I should probably get to the news this morning.
Maybe I should have made
stuff in the news.
Should have done the longer
it's
one.
Like a, it's a really short intro, man.
Sorry, man.
Just really short. News. Yeah, it's still building.
Big show today, guys.
Still loading.
Let me promote what's coming up on the show today.
Are we doing nerd talk? I got so much to talk about today. It's nerd talk. Oh, guys, if this rumor is actually true, depending upon how you side with Batfleck, it could be the best news or the worst news you'll hear all day. I'm going with the latter. Please don't be true. Recently, Ben Affleck quit as the director of Batman, saying that he needed to devote all of his time to playing the role because, man, it's an iconic role. I got to get it right. Well, now there's a rumor going around that he wants to quit the film as the star as well.
No.
This comes from one of the hosts of a web series called Collider Movie Talk. He claims he got it from three different sources connected with the film. Check this out.
Over the past 4 days, I've talked to three separate people, both in one way or another connected some way to what's going on over at Warner Brothers. They're telling me Ben Affleck, make no mistake, he does want out. He doesn't want to be Batman anymore.
Ooh.
And if they do not let him out of being Batman, that the standalone Batman film that ultimately happens will be the last time we see Affleck as Batman. Because apparently he wants out. Now, again, take that with a giant grain of salt.
Okay, we will. He sounds like he's lying. You're a liar. The truth is not in you.
Grain of salt. Grain of salt, guys. But allegedly, Ben Affleck wants to exit the role. I really hope that's not true.
Yeah, that's... I hope not. I thought he was a really good...
Me too!
Batman. I enjoyed watching him.
Now, I did read an article this morning on Yahoo that was saying, listen, this could be the crisis that DC needs because their movies are terrible. And maybe losing their megastar would cause them to rethink some things and slow down. Because they're trying to keep up with Marvel, and there's no point. Marvel is crushing it. Which, speaking of Marvel, there's a new web series, and it's got to be one of my favorite things. Chris Hemsworth, they did this back for Civil War. He got a roommate because he wasn't in Civil War, so they were wondering, well, what's Thor been doing this whole time? Well, he's got a roommate named Daryl, and they moved to Australia, and it looks like this is going to be part of the Doctor Strange Blu-ray collection, but they released a second video.
I guess I'm just taking a break. We had this really cool adventure saving Earth, and I was pretty happy. Anyway, so I needed some me time, and I came to Australia, and that's when I moved in with Daryl.
Hello.
And here we are. You know, it's a nice flat, as you can see, and we get along well. Yeah, I guess I just wanted to be around average, everyday people.
Oh my gosh, you guys have to watch this. It's about 5 minutes long, and it is the funniest video I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
So good.
I love it. It makes me happy because the last news made me really sad, so. here's something really, really random, getting back to DC and why their movies are terrible. They're not terrible, it's just, I mean, could it be that Arnold Schwarzenegger has a role in Wonder Woman?
Yes! Talk to me.
Well, Wonder Woman director Patty Jenkins and DC Films head Jeff Johns have both started following Arnold Schwarzenegger on Twitter. He famously played Mr. Freeze in 1997's Batman and Robin. Could he be coming back to the DC universe like Nicole Kidman?
Ooh.
Fans are speculating he has a role in Wonder Woman based on recent Twitter activity mentioned. Since Wonder Woman wrapped shooting last fall, the theory is Schwarzenegger could be providing his voice to a role. Maybe the movie's villain, Ares, the God of War, will be a CGI character, and he will be that role. It's all speculation. It could mean absolutely nothing, but that's what happens when people start following other people on Twitter.
Yeah, sure.
It's weird, man.
Sure.
In other awesome big guy news, The Rock, who is actually a star at this point, has a new wrestling movie called Fighting With My Family, and Vince Vaughn has joined the cast. The Rock says he'll be playing, quote, an 80s wrestling star who squandered his money and opportunities because he didn't have the capacity to handle his fame. He didn't say who, though.
Wow. I'm in. If it's got The Rock, I'm in.
And he's playing an 80s wrestling star.
Heck yeah.
Who was an 80s wrestling star that squandered his money? Jake the Snake Roberts.
Ultimate Warrior.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Ultimate Warrior still alive?
Or was... No, dude, he passed
That's
away.
Right. That's right.
Gosh!
Lived up in Santa Fe?
Yeah. He was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame last year. Apple Music is developing a Shark Tank-like reality show called Planet of the Apps.
Did you come up with this title?
Apparently.
I feel like this is a Steve-O title.
It's, the idea is people pitch apps to Gwyneth Paltrow, Will.i.am, and Jessica Alba. It'll hit Apple Music sometime this spring. This is weird, dude, because these are shows that are exclusive to Apple Music. Did you see that there's actually going to be a carpool karaoke series?
Really?
Yeah, dude.
That's too much.
Nah, looks awesome.
Is it just that?
Because it was like Will Smith, and I was just looking at the cast. It was
so
like, it, what
different
is
celebrities
happening?
Driving around with
yeah,
other,
and not necessarily with James Corden. I mean, he's still a part of it, obviously, but it's like celebrities just kicking it, driving around,
see,
singing and talking.
This has kind of been my idea for a podcast.
Okay.
Kind of piggybacking off of the carpool karaoke.
Yeah.
I drive around and interview people in the car. It's a podcast in the car.
Pretty sure they do that already.
Do you think there's a show out there that does that?
There's like Taxi Cab Confessions,
yeah, but
right?
That's a TV show. This is a podcast.
But
I pick people up and it's the podcast. So, think about all the interesting people I could talk to.
What you should do is become an Uber driver. So that you'll get paid for a real job. And then while you're Ubering them around,
it's
you ask
idea.
If you can interview them about their life.
It's a great
then
idea.
You become like the Uber podcast guy.
Yeah. I feel like the conversations would be very short if I was the Uber driver.
What would be hilarious is if right before you were getting into it, it was like, oh, here's my stop.
Yeah, and then
every time,
I try to convince them to stay in the car.
Never anything deep.
Can we keep driving? Because I have more questions.
Really enjoyed this.
See,
you need a passenger, though. You should let me be in the passenger seat
okay. Interviewing
so that you can focus on driving.
Yeah.
Can we do this, really?
I don't know. I've had this idea.
Let's call Uber.
Let's start our own Uber.
Come on. That sounds creepy.
Give me a name. Give me a name.
I got it.
What?
I got it. Are you ready? Because it's a show, right?
Yeah,
it'll
it's
be
a
like
podcast.
A show.
Well,
no, it's a show. Okay. It has to be called a show because we'll be the
okay. Chauffeurs. Okay.
All right.
You know what? Let's call our friend David and let's pitch that.
The
Can
chauffeurs.
We do that? The chauffeurs. Can we call
and
David and pitch that?
And we just drive around. Maybe we just become taxi drivers in New York City.
You just want to move to New York.
I really do. The chauffeurs.
It's the chauffeurs. Actually, that's pretty good. That's actually really good. I mean, if you think about it, Planet of the Apps, really?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, they're sitting around, let's do a show, you know, like Shark Tank. Who's got an idea? Steve-O? What we need a name for this new show. It's with apps but it's like Shark Tank. What do you got?
Planet of the Apps. You have to say it just like that. we gotta chime in from an Uber driver.
That's amazing.
As an Uber driver, I can tell you that you can get to know people pretty well in a really short amount of time. It's amazing how much people are willing to open up to you when they know they're never going to meet you or see you again.
See, that's probably the problem we would run into.
Another Starmie member said, dude, check it out. Intervuber.
Okay. Oh, man. I'm trying to hold back my laugh because it's so bad. I don't want to give you any more
so
than
bad.
What I just gave you.
Yeah.
Interviewer.
No?
I don't know. I think we need to work. I mean, chauffeurs is pretty good.
Yeah. Just got to be careful how you spell that.
Oh, gosh.
According to a recent study, the situation that makes us the most miserable are when we're stuck in bed, when we're working, when we have to care for an adult, when we're standing in line, and when we're doing our taxes or paying bills. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, sick in bed, maybe.
I kind of like being sick,
right? Because it's like, I'm finally not on my feet.
That sounds like I'm a normal sleeping. Day for me.
That's awesome. When we're working, I love my job.
Yeah, sure.
When we have to care for an adult, does that mean like a parent or something? It, like maybe? Yeah,
or your partner you gets sick and you have to care for him, maybe?
Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah. Standing in line depends on the company.
See, I don't mind standing in line. Yeah. That doesn't bother me.
You know what I mean? Maybe you have a good conversation. And when we're doing taxes or paying bills, that makes me crazy.
Hmm.
A guy who spent 30 years writing fortunes for Fortune Cookie says he's retiring because he has a bad case of writer's block. Imagine that, though. For 30 years, you write fortune cookies. And it's like, dude, I'm out of stupid nothings.
Aren't they just the same ones over and over?
I don't know. Now are people sad that they just found out there's actually just writers making stuff up?
I kind of felt like that's what it was.
No, obviously. But some people take this so seriously.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fortune cookie.
Yeah, made in
LA. It's a
LA.
Stupid cookie.
They're not even made in China.
They don't even taste good.
They don't have not fortune cookies in China.
They don't?
Yeah, I made all that up. I have no idea. I just know that when I found out that fortune cookies were made in some factory in LA, I was pretty disappointed.
Sorry, man.
I thought I was eating real Chinese cookie.
Gosh. Oh, one more?
Yeah, one more.
24-year-old guy in California stole a van from a mortuary on Sunday and then realized about halfway through there was a dead body inside.
Oh, no.
So he brought it back, unsuspected, and stole one of their other vans instead.
What?
Wow, dude. Yeah.
Good. Welcome to the show, Dex and Steve-O. Big show today. 585 Live if you'd like to chime in. Gary Valentine, he's Kevin James, James's brother. He's going to be on the show at 8:20.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the CBS sitcom Kevin Can Wait. Stranger Things update coming up. A teen snuck into a band's VIP section. You'll never guess how he did it. And four signs your boss has stopped trying. And hopefully an update. We want that update from the lady that hit us up about not wanting the boyfriend to propose. I want to know what happened. Give us an update. All right, we'll be right back.
With Dex and Steve-O.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. 7:07.
High today at 55 degrees.
Traffic!
Let's take a look. What's happening here? Sadly, there's been an accident to report. Montgomery Boulevard at Carlisle involving a pedestrian. So you're going to want to be careful in that area. And prayers for the pedestrian. No other accidents to report this morning. Regular construction going on central. Have you seen all the construction going on with the Albuquerque Rapid Transit?
Yep.
Yeah. A little crazy. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by...
Okay. I'm a little quiet.
Let me stop
quiet.
That.
Here, you want to... This traffic update brought to you by...
Can you do it all?
Bear Canyon CrossFit.
Man.
I don't remember. I'm not that much of a pro.
We'll wait on that one.
Not that much of a pro.
Let's do this story. This teenager... I don't know if you could call him brilliant, but he found a way to sneak into the band's VIP section.
Okay.
You know, you're at a concert.
Right.
You see all these winners get to go backstage. Oh, man. I got to tell you, if you've never been backstage at a concert, it's glorious. I mean, it is a completely different world. It's like you walk into another land, and there's people that just give you things. You get to meet everybody. The band's usually just back there just having a great time, and they're so nice to you.
What shows have you
They invite you on the bus, and you get to hang out and play video games.
That's not true at all.
That was my life, man. It's for so many years at that other station. It was like, oh, VIP treatment.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not how it is backstage at all. In fact, if you have never been backstage and you get to go backstage, it's very disappointing because it's usually just a bunch of roadies preparing for the band, you know, stage stuff. There's really nothing great about backstage.
Yeah.
The band's usually on their tour bus. I mean, it's kind of cool when you get to go backstage. Usually with if it's a radio station giveaway and you get to go, you win the VIP, you get to meet the band. That's pretty cool. I've met bands where it was everybody line up.
Oh, yeah.
And you get your autograph and then you leave.
It's weird. It's like a cattle
line. You can't talk to them.
Right.
I remember the guys in Slipknot, bunch of kids, you know, Slipknot's a band. They wear the masks and everything.
Yeah.
Same thing. They lined us up. I thought they were going to shoot us because it was like a firing squad.
Right.
They had us line up against a wall and they gave us directions. The band's going to come out and they're just going to go one by one. They'll sign whatever. They're not going to talk to you. Don't ask them questions. No pictures.
I was so bad because we used to have this big event called Freedom Fest at Cliffs, and you know, we'd have the autograph tent and bands would be there, and you'd want people to kind of like get through because the lines would be crazy long, and the bands are trying to be nice, so they're like want to talk to everybody, and you're like pushing people through.
See, the autograph tent's a little bit different than winning the VIP treatment.
That's
backstage.
Very true.
I mean, not
that's
all the time.
Very, very true.
Sometimes the VIP treatment backstage, depending on the band, it can be a great experience, but for the most part it's line up and there's rules, depending on the band.
Yeah.
So this teenager in England, he went to see the British band The Sherlocks last Friday, and he wanted better seats. So he changed their Wikipedia page to make it look like he was the singer's cousin.
Shut up. That's epic.
Then told security he was family. And when the security questioned it, he showed them the Wikipedia page to prove it, and they let him into the VIP section.
This is phenomenal.
So on the Wikipedia page, he added in a line to say that he was the lead singer's cousin and that he influenced their first single. I edited the band's Wikipedia page to say I was family, and it worked.
That is...
I got into the roped-off VIP area because of it.
Get on that kid, bat on the security guy. Who's just like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Usually, depending on... Again, this all depends on where you're at and type of security. Usually at the pavilion, there is... I don't know what it's like now, but the security there, I mean... They would not budge for anything. Because they would get fired if they did.
Right.
Because I know their boss too. I mean, great guy, but whoa, you don't mess with him.
Right.
I mean, he'll throw down. And man, they didn't care. You know, hey, I'm with the radio station. I'm supposed to do an announcement. Do you have a badge? Where's your sticker? No. Okay, you can't come back here.
Wow.
I mean, I could be broadcasting on the air in front of them.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't let me back if I didn't have a badge.
Man.
No convincing. I don't even think that would work with most people. But, you know, worked with that guy.
When I was at New York Comic Con, I very badly wanted to meet Jim Lee. He's like one of my childhood heroes for comic books. He used to draw the X-Men. Now he's the head of DC Comics, you know. So he's kind of big. He's important. And he was behind like this line of security at NYCC. And there was no one was getting to him. And I'm like, Teo, I need him to see my Magneto tattoo.
Yeah.
I need to hug that.
And Teo's the perfect guy for those situations.
Oh, dude, Teo didn't even, he was like, okay, good luck, you know? Yeah. And I gave him all my stuff.
Oh, so he didn't even do anything?
No, he didn't do anything. Oh. I just put a lanyard around my neck that was just like, it didn't have any credentials or anything on it. Put a lanyard around my neck, and I just started walking towards Jim Lee, not even looking at the security guys, just like, walking right by him like, no, man, I'm supposed to be here.
Yeah.
And they just moved out of the way. And I walked right up to him and just started talking to him.
And that you can usually do that.
He was so surprised. He was like, hey. And I'm like, hey, man, sorry to bug you. Don't want to interrupt your life. That's your bride. Very cool.
Oh, man.
Follow you guys on the Instagrams. Anyways, check out this dope tattoo. Oh!
And then he went, security.
No, he was really cool,
that's
actually.
Cool.
He was like, that's probably the nicest looking version of a tattoo of my artwork I've ever seen.
Wow.
I said, thanks, man. His name's Erickson. He's
that's
in Albuquerque.
Cool.
You know, talked for a little bit.
Yeah.
But then I was like, you know, you get flustered when you're meeting celebrities. This dude is the head of DC Comics. He draws, phenomenal. He has phenomenal work. Batman, Superman, whatever. I said, I'm doing a whole Jim Lee sleeve, man. You know, like I'm working on, I got Magneto. I'm going to do some more X-Men stuff. Definitely no DC though. And then I stared at him and realized I just said that to the head of DC Comics.
Oh man.
Probably, cool, man. Well, it was really nice meeting you. So, I'll talk to you never. All right.
Check you later.
Yeah. And that was it.
Oh my gosh. Did he have what was his reaction? Did he?
He giggled.
Yeah.
He was really nice. Somebody said meeting the guys from Linkin Park backstage, they didn't even want to shake hands or talk to you. You got your autograph, move on to the next. Mm. Saw Linkin Park in 2003. Don't make fun of me. That's what they're saying. Hey, you know what? I wasn't a huge fan, but there was this little band called Blindside that opened for them on the Project Revolution tour. And they're one of my all-time favorite bands. So I went to the Linkin Park show specifically to see Blindside,
yeah.
And I was floored by how good of a show Linkin Park put on.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And became a fan after that.
Yeah.
I've seen them like 4 times, and every time, they are phenomenal.
Heck yeah.
They do not mess around. Like, they are incredible live.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't a fan at all. Instant fan.
Yeah.
I love those guys.
When Hybrid Theory came out, I thought my world was never going to be the same, and I was instantly a Linkin Park fan, and I'm going to sound kind of hipster when I say this.
Oh, you are.
They got so mainstream that
Well, that's because like 7 records
them.
Later, it sounded the same.
Yeah, which is okay sometimes because, if it works, it works. And I enjoyed what they did, but it was just, man, I've been working on radio too, hearing them over and over and over again. It's just... But man, I used to be a huge fan, and meeting them was one of the coolest experiences, especially because I had their demos. When I met Linkin Park and I had them sign their demos,
yeah,
and they got upset that I had their demos.
Hilarious.
And then I turned around and sold those demos years
later. Did you really?
For a lot of money.
Good job. Good on you.
I can't say a lot of money, but
I see. And I thought 1,000 Suns. They're kind of like experimental.
Mm-hmm.
It's very different. I think that's still my favorite record because it was so, because they took a chance.
Yeah.
It was like, sorry guys, no songs on this are going to be on the Transformers soundtrack. We're trying to make different music. And it's probably their least successful record because of it. But
338-3700, if you'd like to call in. Good morning.
Hey, I'm not sure about all that. All I listen to is Tupac, so I don't know
if I can
do that.
Oh boy!
Hey, you know how they do the without when you put a W and then a slash and then the O?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you need to do make oobs without the grooves.
Okay. Gosh.
No, that wasn't good. No.
Well, gosh. Oh boy.
We can work on it a little bit.
I mean, we'll get it going. Some people have had some really good, like, goober drivers.
Okay, McOobs without the boobs.
Okay.
Gosh. Oh boy. Come on.
Hung up on him.
Yeah, we were talking earlier. I had this idea, and maybe people do it. I don't know. But because of carpool karaoke, I thought, man, I should do a podcast where I drive around and just talk to people and make a podcast out of it.
We could.
People are coming up with some great names.
Although you can't be an Uber driver and have a passenger. We just found that out.
Yeah, that's
friend John over at Sopo. We're getting our tea real quick, and he was like, hey, I'm a driver. Can't have a passenger. So.
Huh. I wonder why. Why can't you have a sidekick?
Because that's creepy, man. You show up to, like, pick somebody up, and there's a couple of you in the car, and you're like, yeah, we just want to take you to your destination. It's probably a safety precaution.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
I mean,
yeah.
They're looking out for you, man.
Yeah.
Just not the driver. That's what if true. You're picking up seven people and you're scared?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I thought about the Uber thing as a part-time job, but I don't know.
You'd have to get a real wheel.
Yeah, you'd first. Have to get. Yeah, I'd have to get a car with good
you
gas mileage.
You still have a car that has like a spare tire on it.
It's been like 3 months.
I know.
It's the longest I've ever drove.
Dude, that's spare. Not safe, man.
It's a nice spare though.
No, it's a donut.
No, it's not. It's actually
no, it's
just
a donut,
like the other
man.
Tires. That's the only reason why I've kind of put it off because it's exactly like the other tires.
Not supposed to go over 40 on that thing.
Yeah. It's not just a donut.
I got a car. I got a car that could make for a sweet Uber driver car, right?
Yeah,
I just don't know if I'm like weird about people even being in my car.
Mm. Yeah, you know, get somebody stinky.
Yeah, dude.
Somebody lights up a heater and wait. You can't
oh,
smoke
that's not
in here.
No. I'd have no smoking signs all around my car.
Yeah, people don't care. They just light up.
They have to care. You respect my car, yo.
Right.
I'm driving you.
Yeah, but man, you'd meet some pretty interesting people.
You really would. You really would. I think it would be an interesting gig, that's for sure.
585 Live, if you'd like to chime in. We have a lot of Uber Starmy members out there.
That's true, actually. We keep getting texts on the live line about it. So maybe we need to think about it, man.
It's yeah. We'll see.
Somebody said being an Uber driver and not allowing a passenger is just like any other work. When you go to your normal job, you're not allowed to bring a friend along with you just to hang out.
Yeah.
I mean, you bring Ricky in. Or Buck.
Well, it's if, you know.
I'll bring Joey in from time to time.
Yeah, I get what they're saying. It makes sense.
I don't. I've never had a real job. What does that mean?
Yeah, right? Seriously.
Oh, man, there's already a guy who has a pretty big podcast of interviews of his Uber passengers.
Huh.
Hmm. Well, cool, man. He stole your idea.
I'll have to listen. Let us know what it is so that way I can steal all of his ideas.
Okay.
Because he just stole mine, okay?
He didn't steal your idea. You guys just happen to have similar ideas, and he didn't bury his talent. He went for it.
He capitalized.
He capitalized on it right away, yep. And you thought about it.
Yeah. Yeah, so many times in our lives that happens. Oh, I thought of that years ago. Well... What'd you do about it?
Nothing.
Nothing. I really want to know what the name of that show is.
I bet you would have a better name.
That's why I want to know what the name of the show is.
Like, we just have to have a better name, and then it won't matter.
Because chauffeurs, that's that's it. I'm telling you, we got to call David.
I know.
We got to call him and pitch it.
We're going to pitch a new show idea. It's a part-time gig.
Listen, here's the idea. It's Steve-O and I
mm-hmm.
in a car.
Yep.
And we pick people up.
Uh-huh.
And we drive them around like chauffeurs.
I'm into it. But we're going to interview them. And therefore make it a show. So it's not spelled chauffeurs. It's chauffeurs.
Showbers.
Chauffeurs.
Like Ubers, but showbers. Showbers. Nah, that doesn't really work.
It doesn't work at all! I'm really good, guys, at I should have been in marketing. My wife, she was making these, like, teas. She's into tea. And it was, like, winterberry. And she's like, the winterberry's too lemony. And it's like, blah, 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 winterberry, blah, 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 blah. And so then she accidentally added mint to it and now loves it. It's like her favorite tea because it's like winterberry and then you like kind of mix it all together. Yeah. And I said, you know what that's called, right? Minterberry.
Okay. Minterberry.
I'm just saying. There's a podcast called Do You Need a Ride? That's what it's called. Really?
Yeah, we can do better.
Do you need a ride?
That is
the dumbest. Gosh.
We got this. I'm telling you, let's get a hold of Lauren. That's our next YouTube show.
We're not. We have no time. When are we going to do this?
Oh. We'll just drive around. Well, that's true. I almost feel like we should be Uber drivers and not tell them that we're doing the show.
How about when we go to the gym, we'll just take a mic with us and we'll interview people during the WOD. CrossFit conversations. All right.
Well, we'll work it out.
CrossFit convos.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. Come on.
That'd be pretty funny.
That'd be terrible, actually. Yesterday, I seriously did this. Yeah.
Yeah,
there's a stupid photo of me on the Bear Canyon page.
It's so good.
And I was mad at Amy. She was like, whatever, bro. You put up 200 pounds. That's like 75 more pounds you've ever put up. Yay! Sure, it looks like you're putting up a lot of weight. And I'm like, yeah, okay, but do you see my face? Like, all I cared about was my face.
Yeah.
Because I'm just grunting.
Yeah.
It's like, you put up a lot of weight. You should be proud. I'm like, can you take that down? My hair is a little in my face. I know.
Oh, man. I love when I didn't see her taking photos yesterday, but whenever I see somebody taking photos or video, I pose.
Oh, gosh.
And I do some weird pose. I love it.
Yeah. Totally not distracting while I've got a lot of weight on my back.
Yeah. And a shout out to Coach Nick, the newest member.
Yeah.
Newest coach there. He encourages grunting.
Yes,
I'm not sure if I like too much, but that's pretty cool.
No, it's a good, it's good, man. It's okay. Yeah. Works out. Yeah. Works out. And speaking of working out, we got to talk about that Friday. We're going to talk about why they insist on taking pictures of you while you are working out.
Yeah, I know. Usually the picture of me, my gut is in full effect.
It's good, man.
I'm sweating.
It's good. I was wearing my compression pants yesterday.
You can really tell that I'm balding. It's very embarrassing.
It's good lighting in there.
I'm going to have them sign something today that says, you're not allowed to take my picture anymore. You're ruining my image. I'm a radio guy. I'm not behind the camera, okay?
Pool Boy wants to start a podcast called Pool Boy Diaries because he's got a lot of stories.
Oh, yeah.
About cleaning pools.
Yeah, being a pool boy.
Somebody said we need to call our show Uber Good Show.
Mm, okay. Those are good. Simple.
Dex, fun. We're not starting another show.
I know we're not.
We don't have time in life.
I can barely survive on what we do.
Yeah, dude. My 3-hour nap has already been cut to like 2 hours and 47 minutes.
I feel
okay?
You.
Like, I can.
I know.
I just don't have enough time in the day.
I hear you.
Okay, good. Still haven't seen La La Land. I'm like, what's wrong with me? I can't.
Oh, we got an update on the email from yesterday.
No way.
So yesterday we read an email from a girl who found out that her boyfriend is going to propose. She found the box. And she kind of figured he's going to propose to me Valentine's Day night.
And she was not ready.
She was not ready.
I'm not going to read this. I'm going to wait.
So when we come back, we have that for you. Gary Valentine, Kevin James' brother, going to be joining us coming up at 8:20. And we're going to just see what Kevin James is up to. Did I say that? Just kidding, Gary. Just jokes. Stranger Things updates. The key to a happy marriage is what? What is it? What is it?
Oh, you're asking me.
Oh. Just having everybody think about it.
Oh, okay, good.
Go ahead if you want to answer.
Marvel Contest of Champions.
Yes, you nailed it.
Yes! I knew it!
No. All right, we'll be right back.
What's going on in the news today?
President Trump has named retired Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg as acting security advisor until a permanent replacement can be found.
Linda McMahon becoming the 12th Trump cabinet pick to win confirmation.
The yeas are 81, the nays are 19.
McMahon will lead the Small Business Administration.
In the Playboy issue that's just out, pictures of naked women have returned after a one-year absence.
The head of the Fed is updating Congress.
Since my appearance before this committee last June, the economy has continued to make progress.
The head of the Secret Service, Joseph Clancy, is retiring in March.
Google's YouTube and Disney have canceled contracts with YouTube's biggest star, PewDiePie.
Nearly 200,000 people ordered to evacuate near a damaged dam system in Northern California can go home for now.
Our agencies are working around the clock in an effort to mitigate all hazards that may threaten the residents in and around Butte County.
A jury in New York City has convicted 56-year-old Pedro Hernandez of kidnapping and killing 6-year-old Eitan Pates. Eitan vanished in 1979, one of the first children on a milk carton.
Verizon is switching up again and joining other carriers and offering an unlimited data plan.
San Francisco's rated America's healthiest city. Detroit, the unhealthiest.
7:34, good morning.
High today of 55 degrees.
Traffic!
Oh man, West Side, what's going on? Coors at Sequoia. There's an accident reported there. So slowing things up if you are traveling south on Coors. Man, junking everything up, man! Other than that, isn't any no other accidents reported this time? Good job, Albuquerque!
Yay!
You're doing it, kid! You're doing it! That's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit. Located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Coming up here, Gary Valentine, 820. He's a comedian. He's on the CBS sitcom with his brother, Kevin James.
Aww.
It's called Kevin Can Wait. We'll talk to him in just a little bit. Update. Thank you for updating us. We got a letter from a girl who's been dating this guy since summer and really likes him. Relationship's great. And she was over at his place and found a box. Inside the box was a ring. She figured, well, it's Valentine's Day the next day, and I think he's going to pop the question. She's 24 years old. She's freaking out. I'm not ready. I don't want to commit to marriage right now. I think this is a guy I could see marrying, but I don't want to get married. So she was asking for advice. How do I confront him? Do I confront him about this ring that she found? And we got a bunch of different advice from the Starmy. I mean, there was people saying, you know, calling in with their stories because this has happened to them. And what would you say the biggest piece of advice we got was? To confront and say...
To talk to him.
You got to talk
to him. To be honest, you know, let him know that you found it. Have a good conversation. Oh.
Well, the update here. So, here's the update. I decided to ask him sweetly about it. She put sweetly in parentheses.
Okay.
This is what she said. I said, I found this. Do you know anything about it? That's what she asked him. I found this. Do you know anything about it?
This thing, this whole thing.
Hey, this little box here with the ring around this. Do you know what this is? Or,
well, she said he got flustered, said he was just holding it for a friend. Well, we went to dinner, and now he's acting all strange.
I was going to say, didn't he tell her that it was he had something very special planned?
Mm-hmm. Really hoping he doesn't break up with me over this. I almost feel like I should tell him how I feel and where I'm at when it comes to marriage. Want to thank you guys for talking about it yesterday on your show. I loved all the advice. So now she's kind of thinking, maybe she needs to kind of have that conversation with him about where she's at. That's not a bad idea.
Gosh, man. At least, hey, kudos for at least talking to him. You talked to him ish.
Yeah.
You told him you found it. It's not her fault necessarily that A, he's a terrible hider of things, if that's in fact the case, or that he didn't want to talk to her about it, considering she asked him, you know, what it was, and he said he was holding the ring for a friend or whatever. What did he say? He was.
Yeah, he was just holding on to it.
He's
just holding it for a friend. Which is, we got that yesterday. People were saying that what it's a possibility that it has nothing to do with her.
Yeah, but the question comes in, all right, so they went to dinner last night, and I'm sure they have plenty of mutual friends, so it's like, cool. Did anybody get engaged last night?
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's not hard detective work to figure out whether or not anybody in your circle of friends got hitched or got engaged last night. I don't know. I feel like that's going to stew if they don't actually talk about it. If she doesn't I don't know. I'm done. I'm done giving advice.
Hopefully.
Starmie just chimed and said, I hope he breaks up with her.
Gosh! Oh my gosh. No.
Terrible, Starmie.
Well, now, why would you want that? Because just because she doesn't want to get married? I mean, I can see the disappointment on his part. Sure, you're disappointed.
And maybe this actually grows him because this causes her to dwell on their relationship. And maybe she does come back realizing, dude, this would be dreadful if he left. I don't want him to go.
Yeah. And you know what? Hey, I mean, I know we're not talking to the guy. He's not listening or anything, but in that situation, I mean, yeah, you bought a ring. That's great. Now you have a ring, whether it's going to be for her in the future or somebody else.
They don't want to hear that. Oh, my gosh. Did you really just give the plenty fish in the seeds conversation to
somebody?
Yeah, but
I did it because he's not listening.
You dumb.
He's not listening.
Ugh.
But that's how you kind of have to look at the situation.
It's terrible.
If anybody's listening right now that in that situation or, I mean, it's just, we had people calling in yesterday sharing their stories, talking about how I'm so glad that that didn't work out with that person because I found later on the man I was going to spend the rest of my life with.
Yeah, that's true.
So who knows if this relationship's even going to work?
Yeah.
I don't know. But keep us updated on if anything changes, you get dumped, I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah.
It's like a soap opera. I love to be involved in everybody's
garbage.
Yeah,
obviously. That's why we don't talk about things.
I'm a big soap opera fan, you know. Just love good drama. All right. Let's move on. I wanted to play this for you yesterday. The Donald Trump emo song.
Yes!
So this is pretty good. This guy wrote an emo song using all the lyrics that President Trump has tweeted since the election. That's genius. And it sounds really good.
Just had a very open and successful presidential election. Now professional protesters decided by the media are protesting. Very unfair. I want to join even better in the election, if that is possible, if the winner was based on popular vote. But we're campaign chair friendly.
right?
Dude. Why does this sound like a brand new song?
So this is some guy. He wrote an emo song using all the lyrics from President Trump that he's tweeted. Any tweet that President Trump since the election has tweeted out, he used his lyrics and he put together this song. So good.
That was the Meryl Streep tweets.
I think we should do this with the Starmy text. We should make a song.
Dude, that is talent.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that sounds like a song that Brand New would write. That sounds... reminded me of, like, Old Finch or... Gosh, that's...
Oh, it's so good.
That's good. Where can I buy it? I'm scared. That's hilarious, dude.
Let's see.
My gosh. Yeah, turned it into an early 2000s emo song.
Man, it has 64,000 likes.
It totally works.
It totally does.
So I guess it was a collective. So this group of people at Super Deluxe, which is a group of creative people that make videos destined for the internet.
Man.
Yeah. The collective created Emo Trump. They wrote a song using his tweets for lyrics. In the video, they even give Trump the emo-approved, you know, like, black hair.
Yeah.
Brushed across his forehead with one of the eyes covered. That is unbelievable.
Just had a very open and successful presidential election.
Presidential election.
Oh, man. No,
we'll see. Maybe Steve and I can collaborate on something and come up with a song.
Yeah, dude.
You've been asking to work with me for years.
That's
now.
That's true. That was phenomenal.
You know, I've been just using the lyrics from the Starmy. I mean, the last text we got, they've only been going out since summer, not even a year. I'd be scared to. Those are great lyrics. We can use that. No, Dex, you can't use a ring used on another girl to propose to a new one. Sacrilegious.
Really?
That could be the name of the song, Sacrilegious.
Okay. Somebody else said, because she's a succubus just looking to eat his soul. Other Starmy person gets it.
I love it.
Dude, people are harsh this morning. A millennial man wanted to own up and be an adult and get married, and you're going to thwart him. Shame on her. No way, bro. Don't you shame her. I applaud her for at least standing up before she made the decision she wasn't into. Marriage is a big deal, man.
That is very true.
Trust me.
Yeah, we got an update from the girl that emailed us about the proposal, and she confronted him and just said, hey, I found this. Do you know anything about it? And he kind of brushed it off and said he was holding it for a friend. And then things got weird. They went to dinner, and he definitely didn't seem the same.
Yeah.
And he was planning on doing something special, and nothing happened last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you might have dodged a bullet. Because if you would have just gone along with it, who knows? I mean, if you don't want to be engaged, you don't want to be engaged. 585 Live, you can chime in. We need some great lyrics, guys. Come on. Give us some deep, deep texts. Thick. Big words. It's going to be great. I'm just thinking about what we can do. What kind of style you want to go? You want to go, I know you love 90s. 90s grunge. Go 90s grunge.
The funny thing is.
We could do a dance song, a remix, a hip hop, pop.
I feel like.
Christian indie.
Ugh. What? Get out of my life.
Could be a Christian worship song.
Grunge would be easy. It's like three chords. Just, yeah, we could do that. Mm. I've been listening to a lot of Nirvana lately for some reason. I was showing the Jeter kids good music.
Yeah.
And I'm like, listen, guys, I don't know what's going on, but like, you know, Chrissy listens to, I don't know. And she drives them around mostly, you know, so on the way to school. Actually, I think on the way to school, they listen to us, which is good. But I was like, man, they need to broaden their horizons. Like, we're going to go through an album that changed my life.
Mm.
It's called Nevermind. You're going to listen to every song and then write a dissertation on your feelings.
That's good. That's so good.
We could do that.
Yeah, did they like it?
Yeah. Yeah. They loved it.
All right. Yeah, my kids are, they're starting, definitely, they're into music now. I remember there was a time when they were younger and I was thinking, man, when are they going to get into music?
Yeah.
Because they just didn't really seem like they were interested, but now they are.
Dude, yeah.
And their styles are all different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally different. It's interesting to see, like, your kids gravitate toward different things. But for some reason, Jack and Luke are both digging on Metallica. I was trying to throw in some Megadeth in there.
Hmm.
Rock some Nirvana.
Yeah.
Change
what's
it up.
Brody into?
Well, he's four, so Teen Titans Go is his jam. Night Begins to Shine. No, you know what? I took pictures, actually. I never posted. I just realized I never posted this. But at the during the Grammys, Brody was in front of the TV with a guitar in hand, and he had one of the surround sound speakers because
yeah.
It's on a stand and it kind of looks like a microphone. He had that in front of him. And so the whole night he was just playing guitar and singing into the microphone. He loves music in general. So I'm like, I got to jump on that. Get rich.
Well, Jack, he's going to be the next big thing. That kid could sing. And Luke can sing too.
Yeah.
I mean, you and Chrissy, you're musicians. So you're going to probably see that with all three of your kids.
Yeah, but I don't know. God creates people differently.
Yeah, I know.
You know? Like,
it's true, but at least they probably have that gift, I'm sure. I mean, Luke and Jack can sing. Watch Brody just be a screamo.
Yeah. That would be interesting. Jack's got the hair.
Yeah.
Dude, people are seriously throwing down some hilarious tweets that we can use for lyrics. Somebody else just chimed in, by the way, and said 21 Pilots in Fresno last night. Off the Hook, Dude in the Lion were great too. Opportunities to make moving to California bearable. Thank you, Brandy. They're actually going to be in Vegas at Mandalay Bay this Saturday, and Luke's playing baseball tournament in Vegas. Obviously, the tour sold out in moments, and tickets are like $200-something.
Oh, my gosh. And find
it. Yeah, it was like $260 was the cheapest
Holy
I found.
Holy
cow. My mom last night said, I found them for like $180, and I'm like, that's still stupid. So, but I mean, I hit up the guys, but there's like certain cities where it's impossible.
Yeah.
There's like no guest list in Vegas, LA,
really?
New York. Yeah.
Why? Why is it like that?
Yeah, I don't know. Just like usually record labels or, So
I feel like if you're in the band, you should be able to let anybody you want in.
I mean, somebody said the Jeter Boys could be the next Hanson. They're actually really talented.
Hanson is pretty good.
But I was never a fan. Somebody just chimed in wanting to know who Steve-O's favorite alt-rock chick is. They said, mine is Shirley Manson. Please don't say Courtney Love.
See, I'm a Gwen Stefani fan.
That's not alt-rock!
Get out of my life. Yes, it is.
It was originally ska, and then it kind of turned it. Get out of my life!
No. No
Gwen
doubt
Stefani
was one of the greatest
Tragic
alternative
Kingdom
bands ever.
Was not alt-rock.
Okay, you can't just throw
Tragic
out an album.
That was their first. That's where they started.
Okay,
they didn't start out.
Let's go from that. All right. I grew up in
that's still not
radio
alt
in the 90s.
Rock to me because then it got softer. You and me.
Well, of course it
that's
changes.
That's not alt rock.
Yes, it is.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to fight
cannot
you, edge guy.
You can't say that.
I can too.
You cannot say that No Doubt is not alternative rock when every alternative rock station played No Doubt.
Yeah, just because they played them. You guys also played. Okay. Would you consider Sublime alt rock?
Heck yeah.
Oh, get out of my life.
Why wouldn't you?
Because they're more dub, and I gotta leave because I can't be around you.
See, I feel like I'm puking my mouth a little bit because you're that guy that is.
They're according to their Wikipedia, No Doubt is an American rock band from Anaheim, California.
So you wouldn't even say they're a rock band. So you're disgusted by that.
I'm not disgusted by it, but okay, there you go. Their very first, see, alt rock is their second genre. Their first genre, ska punk.
That's, sure, I get that.
Yes,
but you got to throw in the alternative as well. I mean, they're one of the main alternative bands out there when you think of top artists.
The best thing Gwen Stefani ever taught me was how to spell bananas, and that's not rock. I'm gonna edit their Wikipedia page. Thank you, Starmie member, for giving me that idea, because there's no way. I don't know. Favorite alt rock chick.
Did you say
Gwen Stefani?
Well, that's mine. I don't know.
The very first person I did think of was Shirley Manson. And you said, please don't say Courtney Love. And then I'm like, but I actually loved Hole.
Oh my gosh. See? That.
Yeah. Now, I was into grunge, man. You know what I mean? Shirley Manson wins. Shirley Manson from Garbage. Sure. That's definitely, I would say, number one. Oh, she was the queen.
Yeah.
And I actually, there was a Christian band back in the day called the Benjamin Gate. And 80, who is now 80 Camp, she's married to Jeremy Camp, she crushed it. She was amazing live. That was way back. Huh. You can look it up. The Benjamin Gate. They're from South Africa. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
But no one was Shirley Manson. Yes.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to think. 90s.
There was few.
I mean,
far
2000s
between.
Is when you saw a lot of female.
Yeah.
Rockers coming out. In the 90s, you didn't have very many.
I think my favorite was Kitty. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Yeah.
No, Garbage, they were probably the best. Thank you. Thank you, Starmie, for causing a fight.
Good morning.
Hey, it's Mark.
Hey, hi, Mark. Man.
I just wanted to call in and tell you guys that I really love Nirvana.
Thank you.
Yep, I helped film that band. The best thing ever.
Thank you.
That's good, man.
Yeah, and I heard the email about the woman finding that ring.
Mm. What'd you think?
I was going to say that it's a good thing she talked to him about it.
Yeah.
Because if she would have kept it, she wouldn't have talked to him about it, it would have gotten pretty bad.
I love it, man. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
That's what happens when you listen to too much Nirvana.
I listen to a lot of Nirvana, and I feel like I can carry on a pretty decent conversation.
That's great. 585 Live, 585-5483 if you want to text into the show. Coming up, we got Kevin James' brother, Gary Valentine. Kevin Can Wait. Name of the show on CBS. He played Danny Heffernan on King of Queens, one of my favorite shows.
Never seen it.
Oh my gosh. Never seen Seinfeld, King of Queens. Oh, but you've seen Friends.
I have. I love that. Somebody on the live line says, enlighten me. How is Courtney Love grunge and alt rock, but Gwen is ska and not alt rock? No, you're right.
Yeah, don't even put Courtney Love into any category.
What?
I'm fine with just leaving her out.
No. Someday you will look like I'm going to sing to you. Come here, man.
Stop it.
I am.
Stop it.
Dex Parts.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Get out.
You no, sound Shirley like Manson. Her. Garbage. Name three alt-rock bands that had girls. I'm sorry, you want to do Stranger Things.
Fine,
name three.
Name what? Say it again.
Three.
Three what?
Alt-rock, like, bands that had a female-led band.
Well, immediately I thought of Lacuna Coil. It's one of my favorite alternative bands.
That is not... No, that's not
but 90s. You just said 90s when you just said that. You just threw it at me. So say 90s. Kay. I can't think of anybody else.
Name
really.
Three bands in the 90s that had chicks as lead singers.
See, that's the thing. I was having a hard time without Googling it.
And then all of a sudden
really
I'm like, Veruca Salt, The Cranberries. Never mind.
Okay,
never mind.
There you go.
Never mind.
There you go. Kitty.
That was 2000s. Get out of my life.
Albuquerque loves that band. I don't understand it.
I don't either. I never got that, but they were always like playing the Sunshine or something.
Alright, we will get to the Stranger Things update and more headlines, and then we'll talk to Gary Valentine, Kevin James's brother. We kind of have to say that. I feel like such an idiot when I have to say that, but well, it's Kevin James's brother.
Yeah. We gotta call my brother too.
Yes, we do.
It's his birthday.
Dude, when can we call him?
We can call him whenever. Right. I mean, I don't know if he's going to answer.
All right, we'll be right back. Dive deep. Star 88. Good morning. 46th day of the year.
Really?
30 days until St. Patrick's Day. We'll check in with our friend Olive down in Donore, Ireland. Actually, she doesn't live in Donore anymore, but she is from Ireland. 804.
High today at 55 degrees.
Traffic.
While taking a look at everything, there's an accident recorded. That's a Rio Bravo and I-25. If you're traveling northbound, it's really backed up until the Big I because of it. There's also an accident we reported earlier, Coors Boulevard at Sequoia, backing things up if you're traveling south on Coors. And that, no accidents to report, that's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Oh, good morning. 585 Live. Feel free to shoot us a text.
Oh, people are blowing up the live line over 90s alt rock. And nobody said this, but I thought we saw something, and I wanted to cry because I said garbage, and I feel like Alanis was
real answer. We hit the Googler during the break, and we were...
Dude, Jagged Little Pill, man!
Oh.
That was my record!
Liz Phair.
I did say the Cranberries. People are just going crazy.
Elastica.
By the way, Trish Doan, the bassist for Kitty, dead.
Yeah.
31. 31!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude. Garbage, though, still, as a band, phenomenal.
Yeah.
Well, coming up, we're interviewing a brother, so should we interview another brother first?
Yes, we should.
It's sad that I have to get into my phone because off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you the number.
Well, you know, nobody knows numbers anymore.
That's not true. I could tell you Stefan's right now.
Yeah, but he's had the same number. It's 1-8-6. So it's Scotty Jeter's birthday. Steve-O's brother, younger brother.
Terrifying man, owner of University Pawn.
Yeah, he owns looks like shop. Steve-O, but
stung by bees.
Yeah, ripped.
He might not answer because he's like, I don't know who this person is.
Who's calling me?
Who's calling me? Or he might, because it's like, it's my birthday. So everybody's calling to tell me happy birthday, obviously.
Yeah, maybe sleeping in on his birthday.
Oh, right.
He's probably drinking a protein shake right now.
Probably. That guy. He could be at the gym, actually. Because he just goes hard like 3 times a day. It's stupid. I feel.
Just shoot him a text, maybe? And...
I mean, I could.
But I feel like you could just say, hey.
But I wanted to surprise him.
Well, I get that.
Please leave your message for 50.
Oh, Scott.
We got to track that guy down. He's one of my favorite people, and I always want him on the show, and you're always scared to have him on. And he's one of the greatest men ever. I like him better than you.
Wow! You know what the sad thing is? I think most people do. Most people think I'm funny until they meet my brother and sister.
Your sister's hilarious. Today's the 12th anniversary of the launch of YouTube. You want to hear the very first YouTube video that was ever posted? This is the first one. It has 36,251,558 views. And it's about a guy at the zoo.
All right, so here we are, one of the elephants. Cool thing about these guys is that they have really, really, really long trunks. And that's cool. And that's pretty much all there is to say.
Yeah.
That was it?
That was the very first YouTube video. That's it. 12 years ago.
12 years ago!
Lando, YouTube, it's the anniversary. What are you going to do? That's like his life.
Which is kind of interesting because isn't he 12? How old is Lando?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well... No, 11? He's almost 12.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
He'll be 12 August 10th.
He's not even as old as YouTube. YouTube is older than your son.
That's crazy.
Huh. He's never lived in a world where YouTube didn't exist. Yeah. That's weird.
So he has, what app is it called? I don't think it's Musical.ly, but it's another app that I've approved to make sure that it's just his friends.
Okay.
But you can go live on this app with your friends.
Yeah.
And he was going live yesterday, you know, acting cool. And I busted in his room and said, hey, dishes, get on them. Oh, all right. So he takes the phone downstairs while he's live, props it up, and he's going live. He's like, hey, guys, just hold on a second. I'll be back in just a second. I got to unload the dishwasher.
Dude, I don't. My boys, if they're like FaceTiming with a friend, same thing. They'll be like playing video games or reading or like something.
Oh, man.
And their friend is just on the screen.
So
and it's like, well, talk to your friend. It's like, no, I'm playing video games. They're playing Madden.
Yeah.
I just had a cool catch.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Video game. And I'm like, dude, this is not normal. Like,
yeah, he's sitting there unloading the dishes.
Maybe it is normal.
I look over, and much like Facebook Live, they have hearts, you know, and people.
Yeah.
I see all these hearts floating, like people like watching my son unload the dishes, and they're giving him hearts. What is going on right now?
He's working hard, man. He's doing a good job.
It's so funny because he's like, at one point, he goes, Dad, you're embarrassing me. I'm live with my friends right now, and you're making me unload the dishes. Like, well, so you got to do your chores, man.
He's all a hard-working young man.
Yeah, that's crazy. 67 years ago on this day in 1950, Walt Disney's Cinderella opened up in theaters. How much did it cost to create Cinderella back in 1950?
Well, Cell Animation. I'm going to say round up. Carry the one. $27,382.
$3 million.
Whoa!
It cost $3 million to make, and Insider said that if the movie had flopped, Disney Studios would have gone bankrupt.
That's
and closed.
That's crazy.
Yeah. They would have closed shop, man. That would have been the end of Disney.
Over Cinderella. Tanked.
Cinderella. I loved Cinderella. I thought that was a great cartoon. You know, the singing mice and
yeah,
building the dress.
What were the mice's names?
I don't even remember.
The meese, I should say.
The meeses.
Plural for mouse.
The meese.
The meese. It was Gus.
I can't believe you remember this.
Yeah, dude, of course.
I haven't seen it.
And Harambe.
Okay. That's where Harambe got his name?
Yeah, dude. From the mouse and Cinderella.
Oh.
Prove me wrong.
Okay.
It was Jacques and Gus. Oh, man.
All right. Stranger Things. People are losing their minds. Season 2. Hitting Netflix on Halloween. And pretty much guaranteed that they're going to continue beyond that. The creators, Matt and Ross Duffer, want to make sure it doesn't wear out its welcome. And so they expect it to end 4 or 5 seasons. Ross says, quote, everything changes as we move forward, so we'll see. Matt says, quote, I want it to have a really finite ending. I don't want it to be one of those shows that runs out of gas. You want to end when you're on top. Yeah, so they say right now we're thinking 4 or 5 seasons, but it could possibly go more than that. Yeah, that's crazy to me that they don't have a lot of it sketched out, you know, to the end.
Yeah.
Do a lot of writers have it all sketched out? Because I don't, like Walking Dead, they don't have it all sketched out.
They had the comic books to like glean from, but
they're writing other stuff.
They're writing other stuff and they're changing it as they go. Yeah. In fact, Robert Kirkman said, creator of the comic book, said that one of the things he loved about the TV series is he can write some things he got wrong.
Yeah.
Quote unquote. Within the because if you look at the comic book, which I don't read anymore, but they were doing this big thing, and for those that are like, dude, comic books, that's nerdy and dead. Last week, The Walking Dead issue, I think it was 163 or 165, something like that, sold hundreds of thousands of copies,
wow.
Which you took a look at like the numbers of where that particular comic book sold last week. It was more so than like film tickets but because, you know, they're only like a $3 comic book. The gross from it is less so than like, oh, I made $40 million. It's wow. Like, right. But a movie ticket to this in IMAX is $27. So, ugh. You know what I mean? It was pretty crazy to see that. But yeah, in the comic books, Andrea, the blonde.
Yeah.
She's still around. You know, like there are characters that were B characters like Carol. She was nobody in the comics.
Mm-hmm.
She's a pretty important character.
Daryl, he's not even in the comic
books. No, he doesn't even exist in the comic books. So that's one thing I think people like is that. But I do think you should have a direction. Because then inevitably you get like the Lost scenario.
Yeah, that's true.
When it's like there were so many people with speculations and ideas about what was happening on Lost that they didn't even know what they were doing. And by the end of it, it was like, wait.
Yeah.
What? I watched every episode. I saw it all the way to the end. And I was like, okay.
I still enjoyed it. With Mad Men. I felt the last two seasons, especially the last season, oh my gosh. It was almost like we're just going to throw just another season in and we'll just do nothing fun or important or drama.
I have never seen a single episode.
That's so good.
I can speak this morning.
But yes, back to Stranger Things. Ross says, quote, hopefully you'll come to the end of season two and feel fully satisfied and want more, but you'll feel like it has to come to a conclusion. And also that we've laid the groundwork for further seasons. So they're saying expect 4 or 5 seasons, possibly more, but
yeah,
that seems fine to me, you know?
Yeah.
So Stranger Things season two, Halloween, Netflix, It's the most popular show on Netflix.
Sadly, we won't have a Valentine's Day or a Halloween show that day. We're waking up at 5 a.m. and binging the entire season that day.
That's true.
Nothing can be ruined for us.
That's true.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Isn't that sad? Like nowadays, it's like, you got to stay off social media. You got to, like, I don't want this ruined.
I know.
And people just love spoiling it for others. Why is that?
I don't know, man. People are pranksters.
Yeah.
All right. While we wait for Mr. Gary Valentine.
This is going to be interesting.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You've been reading up on him?
Yeah. So I do know that Kevin James, his brother, they were raised Catholic. And to this day, he still talks about his faith in Jesus. So I'm curious about Gary, you know, if they were raised a certain way. Where is he? Because, you know, Kevin, he's actually, we had this station, we had a chance to interview him years back.
Kevin James?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was like Zookeeper or one of the,
oh my,
you know,
gosh.
What I mean? Yeah. Something like that.
How'd you get that?
Way back in the day. And so, yeah, I actually wasn't even a part of it. It was like Yo and Mitch, my co-host, like they were in there like. And, so I know he still professes Christ. And so I'm interested to ask.
I didn't even know that.
Talk to Gary about their upbringing. Oh, yeah. If you take a look at Kevin James' humor.
Yeah.
It's very clean.
It is.
It's very accessible. And, you know, some people would kind of trash it because it's kind of family-ish, family-friendly.
That's what I believe real comedy is.
It's harder to be clean.
Yeah,
it is. It's so easy to, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I have so much respect for comics that can do that, comedians. So, he's known from playing Danny on The King of Queens. That's brother of Kevin James.
He was also a part of Fargo. He was in Paul Blart.
Mall Cop
1 and 2.
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
Here Comes the Boom.
Zookeeper.
Jack and Jill.
Mall Cop. he's a stand-up comedian. And
yeah.
I can't imagine being a stand-up comedian. I think it would be an awful job because I don't like to travel. being in a band, I think would be the worst thing ever because I hate traveling.
Yeah.
I like to travel like on a vacation once a year and I'm good. If I had to travel all the time, ugh. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey,
good morning.
Carl, how are you?
You always answer the phone so politely. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you, almost as if you're asking me with those words, what are you wearing?
Okay, I mean, he usually is asking
sorry, I make everything sexual, and that's just me, but I understand you guys are...
We're on the radio right now, Carl.
You're on the radio? Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we are.
We're always on.
Sorry,
we're always
Christian
on.
Brothers and sisters. You're not I did sorry. Not mean to offend. My apologies.
All right.
I've got a much funnier man and someone who really is on a hit comedy to talk to you. He's ready to go. It's Gary Valentine. Stand by, kids.
All right, Gary, you ready?
Yep. This is Dex and Steve-O.
Yeah. Gary, what's up, man?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Doing good. First off, I just want to say I love you, man.
Yes,
I really do.
Dex is a crazy fan.
Especially your brother. Just love
Stop
him.
It. You know, it's funny. We were literally just talking about this. Today is my brother's birthday, you know, and I'm like, I'm on the radio and I got a billboard right now. And 9 times out of 10 when people approach me, it's because my brother owns a pawn shop here in town. And they're like, hey, do you look like Scotty? Are you? And I'm like, yes, that's my brother. That's my brother who owns a pawn shop. And somehow that's all anybody wants to talk to me about. Yeah. So,
it happens a lot. You know, I know a lot of brothers out there, and it's kind of funny. It's, you know, you learn to live with it. It's part of life.
Right?
Yeah.
But at the same time.
All good stuff.
Yeah. I was going to say, growing up, obviously, together, we had Kevin on a while back, and he was talking about, you know, growing up Catholic and you know, now being a follower of Jesus. Is that something that, like, you have taken with you into your adulthood as well?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're pretty Catholic, as you say, and it's nice, you know. We just want to do what's right, and if you think whatever works for you, but if you think that's the truth, it's good, you know. It's all nice stuff, you know. I just want to be a better person.
Right on. That's an answer. There you go.
Thank you for such great work with King of Queens. Probably. One of I don't know if it's my number one favorite sitcom of all time, but it's probably second or third. I mean, it was so good, and I haven't had a chance to watch Kevin Can Wait, but I feel like if you were a fan of The King of Queens, you're probably going to really enjoy this new show on CBS.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's some similarities, obviously, but you know, he's more of a family guy in this one, and. My character's different than Danny was, and it's just a lot of fun. This whole cast is great. They're just really established actors, even the kids, and really funny, really smart, and just a lot of fun to be around, you know? Just, I don't want to sound cliche, but it's really a great cast.
No, yeah, it sounds amazing. We were watching stuff in between the breaks and catching up, and... we were talking about this because we're both Christians in this room, Dex and I, and so we like to keep our humor as clean as can be, you know. And we were talking about the fact that it seems like when it comes to family, when it comes to comedy, clean humor really is a difficult task because you're trying to be inclusive, you don't want to offend, you want to make it family friendly to everybody, and it kind of makes the comedy harder. As a stand up comedian, what would you say?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, I think early on I was a little bit more outrageous and, you know, had some words here and there in my act. But, you know, the content has always been clean,
yeah.
You know, and we did that because I wanted to get on TV as a stand-up, and in order to do that you had to be clean. You know, you could go on HBO and those channels too, but... I mean, like the main talk shows and everything else, and just I thought it was just harder to write clean, which it is. And not to say I didn't like any dirty humor, you know, some stuff if it's clever is great, but you know, I just clean is who I am, so that's just the way I write, you know.
Yeah,
Yeah, just in talking about, you know, being a comedian, I was just saying before we were talking to you, for me, I don't like to travel, so I would be terrible. I would hate being a comedian. I would hate being in a band, but that's kind of what you have to do when you're a comedian. I mean, you're booking shows and, you know, sometimes booking, you know,
tours, one, two, country.
Some comedians do three shows a night, you know, which is insane to me. I don't know. It's got to be pretty tough living that lifestyle, right? Or do you like?
Yeah,
do you like it?
Definitely. I mean, I've been doing it for over 25 years now, and it's just tough, man. It's just, you know, thank God for the TV shows, which is nice because you can stay at home. But I still love doing stand up and going out and doing, you know, I like doing it, you know, when I want, you know, and I go out and I always keep fresh and do a couple weekends a month, and that seems to be enough, you know, now that I'm married and everything else. But when you're a single guy and you're out there running around, it's kind of fun. But, yeah, the travel definitely gets the I talk to a lot of ball players, and the same thing for them, you know. They get to travel together, but it's a racket. It's the downside of the whole thing. I mean, I love to travel, but when you have to do it all the time, it gets to you a little bit.
So you get to take part in so many different films and television shows with your sibling, which is phenomenal. We were talking this morning as we were prepping for the interview with you. We had our Starmy Nation chiming in on our text line with screenshots of the last conversation they had with their sibling, because my brother and I, you know, we live in the same city. We get to see each other at church. But other than that, it's like the last conversation we had involved John Wick 2 and the movie Dread with Carl Urban. And we got some hilarious texts in this morning from people talking with their brother. Working with your brother so regularly on the TV show, how often are you guys, like, connected on the phone? Or is it just like, yeah, I see him at work all the time?
Yeah, I mean, we talk once in a while, but we do. We see each other all the time. And if we go, sometimes we'll go to a Met game together or, you know, smoke a cigar or whatever and just hang out. But it's kind of, we live 5 minutes from each other, so it's kind of nice in that respect.
Yeah.
And, you know, nice to be moving back to New York and doing the show from here, from where we grew up, which is great.
Nice, man. So what was the last text conversation you had with your brother?
I don't know, but I think it ended in, that's it, I'm telling Mom.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's beautiful.
Man, it was amazing. Just a sibling rivalry, that. Man.
Yeah.
Oh, man, incredible. Incredible.
All right, well, Kevin Can Wait is the name of the show on CBS. I'm looking forward to getting caught up on it, you know, because nowadays you can just sit down and just binge, and I'm looking forward to doing that. So,
Has that changed a lot? You know, going from, you know, King of Queens, you know, back then, I feel like you still had to watch either TBS or wherever it was being syndicated.
Or, you know, I had to catch up on the reruns.
Yeah, and now people can just binge through everything. Has it really changed the television game for you as an actor?
Yeah, it definitely has. I mean, you know, there's good parts to it and bad parts to it. There's obviously a lot more venues and areas where you can, you know, perform. You know, as we all know about online, people are doing their own shows now online, which is great. And you don't have to deal with a network or something like that and telling you what to do. You know, that's an upside. And also a downside. So there's pros and cons to it, you know. But it's really a lot of fun to do, and it's a lot of fun to do. I'm gonna start doing these little videos behind the scenes at Kevin Can Wait. So I look forward to doing that.
Beautiful,
dude.
All right, Gary Valentine, you're a funny human being.
Yes.
Keep doing what you do, and thanks for talking to us, man.
Thanks a lot, guys, for having me. All right.
All right, man. We'll talk to you later.
Gary Valentine, everybody.
I would like to go on record on air in front of the Starmy Nation, whom I love tremendously, and say, Dex booked this one.
Yeah, listen.
People keep asking for Interview Wars 2. There's a reason why it's not going to happen.
You never know. You never know how they're going to be. He
seems nice.
He seems nice.
I mean, I feel like you started the conversation with, hey, let's talk about your brother.
Do you think that might have, you know?
And the second thing you said was, I've never seen your show before.
Okay, well.
I'm sure it's good.
No. That's normal in the day. Listen, people get caught up on shows all the time, like we were just saying. you know, you're right. Maybe it was me. Maybe I'm the one who.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Changed his tone, but
I was hoping he'd actually share a text conversation with him and his brother.
Yeah, but clearly it was like, made it up.
Okay,
yeah.
Just kidding. Yo, you live 5 minutes away from me? That's cool. That's cool, man.
I mean, that's possible. I could have set the tone for the interview.
Yeah, that's why I even tried to pretend like people always ask me about Scotty when I'm in public. That never happens.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the pawn shop guy.
Oh,
what?
Man.
Come on.
Well,
I've got a billboard. Go ahead.
I would bet money that he is like that. That's just the way he is.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't want to. Somebody said, best interview ever. Dex is the greatest. If that is your favorite interview ever, you've got to go back and listen to our podcast. You're going to be floored by our interviews because we have some.
Yeah. It has to be tough for Gary.
Well, yeah,
because Kevin James is such a huge.
You
name.
Made it weird.
Hey, that didn't make it weird.
Thank you, RG, on the live line, who said I felt so awkward as soon as Dex said, "Let's talk about your brother."
It was funny. It was an icebreaker.
That was not an icebreaker. That was an ice maker, yo.
Gary Valentine.
And then Klopez just reminded me that you also followed up with, dude, King of Queens. I mean, it's not my favorite show, but I said
it's probably second or third. I'm not going to lie and say it's my favorite show. Like you, making up a story about your brother. I'm just real, man.
That's cool. I want to make the interviewee comfortable because they're sitting in a studio in New York.
Oh,
it's
gosh.
Really cold, and they don't know you. So you want to like, hey, man, let's be cool so that you say good stuff.
Gosh.
And you open up to us. Or let's build a wall between us. You have the interview skills of President Trump, my friend.
Yeah,
just building walls.
That's probably true.
I'm going to get you a
t-shirt.
That's
probably true.
Make interviews great again. Gary, that's your new slogan.
Okay,
if
you're a stand-up comedian, I kind of feel like you have to have thick skin, right?
Yeah.
There's no way he was offended by what I said. There's no way. I guarantee you. I'm going to go back and listen to other interviews. I bet you he's the exact same
People are stoked on you, man. Somebody said, Lil Awkward for the win!
Okay.
That's your hip-hop name.
That's true. It is.
Lil Awkward.
Kevin James's brother.
You did it. Yeah, exactly. That's
Gary
Bell. You can't say it. He's got a name.
He's got a name.
Coming up, we're going to be calling Steve-O's brother.
Did he get back to you?
No.
Okay.
I'll just bug him.
Scotty, he is he's a great human being.
Yes, he is.
585-LIVE if you'd like to chime in. We got 4 signs your boss has stopped trying coming up. And the key to a happy marriage. What is it? We'll talk about it. We'll come back.
Skeleton key.
What's going on in the news today?
President Trump has named retired Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg as acting security advisor until a permanent replacement can be found.
Linda McMahon becoming the 12th Trump cabinet pick to win confirmation.
The yeas are 81, the nays are 19.
McMahon will lead the Small Business Administration.
In the Playboy issue that's just out, pictures of naked women have returned after a 1-year absence.
The head of the Fed is updating Congress.
Since my appearance before this committee last June,
The economy has continued to make progress.
The head of the Secret Service, Joseph Clancy, is retiring in March.
Google's YouTube and Disney have canceled contracts with YouTube's biggest star, PewDiePie.
Nearly 200,000 people ordered to evacuate near a damaged dam system in Northern California can go home for now.
Our agencies are working around the clock in an effort to mitigate all hazards that may threaten the residents in and around Butte County.
A jury in New York City has convicted 56-year-old Pedro Hernandez of kidnapping and killing 6-year-old Eitan Pates. Eitan vanished in 1979, one of the first children on a milk carton.
Verizon is switching up again and joining other carriers and offering an unlimited data plan.
San Francisco's rated America's healthiest city. Detroit, the unhealthiest.
That's too bad. Detroit. Beautiful in Detroit this time of year.
That was my shocked face. Sorry. It was very blank.
Welcome to the show, Dex and Steve-O, 840.
High today at 55 degrees. Traffic. Taking a look at the roads right now. There's an accident, I-40 East at 12th Street. That's exit 157. Slowing things down if you're traveling eastbound on I-40, obviously. We also got some regular construction happening over on Wyoming in between Paseo and Alameda. So it's kind of slowing things down on the Northeast Heights side, as well as an accident reported at Harris and 7th Street. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
585 Live, you can text the show. Hey, don't forget, we have a podcast you guys can download. Go subscribe. Morning Invasion. You can go to star88.fm or iTunes. Download the show. Get the whole thing minus the music. Go subscribe. Working on that new podcast where I drive around and interview people.
Okay.
What?
That's not a real thing.
I know. Yeah. You know, you get a lot of sponsorships. You know, just stickers all over your car.
To drive around like in a NASCAR. Yeah. Yeah, man, I'll be there in 7 minutes. I'm in the Pennzoil NASCAR. That would be hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just kind of driving around, cruising the streets.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's funny. I haven't seen it recently, but I remember a few years ago, there was somebody who didn't get it tattooed, but wore... It was a permanent tattoo. It was just a, what would you call it? The type of tattoo that comes off, but it stays on.
Temporary.
Is it a temporary tattoo?
I mean, I don't know. How long is it on for?
I've never gotten one before. I don't know.
I don't have me either.
They got it on their forehead, a sponsorship.
Oh gosh.
And someone paid them $5,000 to.
I wouldn't do
put
that.
A tattoo on their forehead for like 6 months.
Nope.
You wouldn't do it?
No, dude.
How about your car? Would you drive around if somebody sponsored your car with a logo?
Like covered my car in a logo?
Yeah.
Depends on the company, what they're slanging.
Yeah, what if it was just
what I would get?
Yeah, basic food company, cereal company.
Sure.
What's your price?
Are you here in honor of General Mills?
$200 a month.
$200 a month? No, dude. That's it? To drive around in like a Frosted Flakes car? No way.
Yeah, just the logo on the back windshield.
Oh, that's a little different.
It's not wrapped in the logo.
But no business would do that. Really? You think a business would do that?
You got an extra $300 a month?
To have like a... Why not? Post logo on the back of your car.
Sure.
Raisin Bran. Like, okay. That guy loves Raisin Bran.
You know? What's your price?
Oh, man. I wouldn't want to do that to my car.
What if you had to wear a shirt every day that had a logo on it?
I feel like for that, you'd have to be somewhere in public specific. Like, and you have to walk around, you know, UNM campus or something 4 hours every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's different.
But it's the same t-shirt every day. What's your price? $500 a month?
The same t-shirt every day.
You have to wear the same t-shirt every day. But you got $500 a month.
You'd be like a cartoon character because I always wear the same thing.
But would it be worth $500 a month?
Sure. To wear the same t-shirt, every day? Yeah, it'd give me one less thing to worry about, and I'd have more money in my pocket.
See?
I feel like that'd be odd.
It's not the same shirt, but you had like 12 of them.
Right. No, I know. Like a cartoon character.
You open up your closet and it's the same. Like
all of your Ernest. Photos. Like all of your everything. Yeah. Yeah.
I miss you, Ernest.
Oh,
I love
man. Yeah. Ernest P. Worrell.
Why am I talking about that?
I have no idea. You started with like the henna tat or whatever that was like on your forehead or
That's
something.
What it's called, a henna tattoo.
Oh. Yeah.
Henna.
Yeah.
I'd get it.
But what if it was for like something stupid?
Well, I wouldn't. Of course I wouldn't. It just depends on what, how stupid. I mean, it wouldn't get anything inappropriate.
My Little Pony hits you up and says, Dex, we're starting a new line of doll things. And you're a celebrity in Albuquerque, and it's one of our biggest markets. We want to go big with you. We would like to have Rainbow Bright, not Bright, whatever the pony thing's name is. We want to put a rainbow, or not Rainbow Bright. I keep saying Rainbow Bright. My little sister had a Rainbow Bright doll and those stupid little My Little Pony things. We want to put a little rainbow looking pony thing on your forehead that says My Little Pony.
For how much?
We'll pay you $300 a month.
No. For something like that, it would have to be in the thousands.
Thousands?
To get something on your forehead? To walk around. Here's why I'm thinking about it. I don't go out in public very much. I'm on the radio. It's not that big a deal.
Okay, this is a real thing. So Stormy and I were actually just trying to say, I actually used to have a wrapped car from Geico. They wrapped my whole car. While I was at UNM, they paid me $400 a month for an entire year.
What? You're just an average person, and you got... How did you get that?
Whoa, you're just in it.
Well, that's
you
my question.
You people...
I mean, do companies hit
careful
just
with that kind of
anybody up and say, here, we want to pay you to drive around with our logo?
It's not a logo. They wrapped the entire car. You have a gecko all over your car.
Yeah, I think it would be worth it.
Whatever.
They paid for
every
college?
Time you stop, they'd like hit you up. Hey, so you sell insurance?
If they pay for college,
no.
I'd be absolutely
no,
okay
not.
With that.
I don't know that I would.
I'm asking you. I got some sponsorship ideas in the works. Just wanted to know where your limits were.
All right. I mean, I do have a sweet new ride.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're a business out there, you know, we're
okay.
Not... What?
Just hit us up. We'll wrap our cars.
Yeah, I'll wear anything, you know? I'll put anything? Well, okay, sorry. I shouldn't say anything. I'll wear most things on my forehead, my arm, a t-shirt, my car.
I've got one for you.
What?
You get a phone call from 104.1 The Edge. They want to wrap your entire SUV.
Why you got to plug them on the radio, man?
With Baxter and Janae. They're going to pay you $1,000 a month to drive that car.
Man, that's a lot of money.
I know.
$1,000 a month?
$1,000 a month, but you'd have Baxter and Janae on your car.
Yeah, I was sorry.
Baxter's big head on your
Baxter's got a beautiful face.
He does. He's I love that guy. Are you kidding me?
Honestly, it would cost more. It would. $1,000 a month. I'm thinking
$1,200.
Probably.
But his big,
I don't know.
Like we're talking like his whole. You got him on the hood of your car. Like ha! Catch my morning show.
I'd do it for $2,000 a month.
You would?
I would.
Are you serious?
I really would.
Get
I would. Think about it, $2,000 extra a month?
To plug somebody else's morning show?
I don't go anywhere. I drive to work early in the morning and then drive home.
A Starmy member just chimed in and said, you get hit up by Cialis for daily use. They want to wrap your car.
No.
No?
That's what I'm talking about. I wouldn't just
promote anybody. $2,000 a month.
$10,000. You got a deal.
Oh, man. Yep. I don't know. It's weird to me.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're a company, that sounds like a good way to promote your company, your product.
By the way, the person that had that, it's because they worked for Geico.
Oh, okay. Well.
So it's kind of like this sign twirling job, they said. Yeah.
Not really. I mean, you're just driving your car around.
Yeah.
Those guys have to sit out there and twirl a sign for hours.
Okay.
That is an awful job.
Yeah.
I would last 20 minutes and I'd be done.
I saw a guy out on the corner this last week because there was a company going out of business. And so it was like, 50% off everything, selling fixtures. Blah. And he's like twirling the sign and doing all that stuff. And it's like, is that why they're going out of business? Because they're paying that guy?
No, because they don't pay those guys very much money.
But it's still a job.
I've heard most of those guys make minimum wage. It's still a job, but to sit out there, and a lot of those guys are really good at what they do. Some of those guys can flip those signs and dance. Can you imagine doing it just for 1 hour?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my gosh. Think about doing it as a full-time job.
Well, that's what we wanted to talk to you about today. Actually, that's why we had this segment, because our ratings are in, and we need to promote the show a little more. Uh-huh. So we want to get signs that you and I are going to spin next to our billboard so more people will look up at our billboard.
Okay.
So we're going to get some arrows that point and we're going to dance. We're just going to start pointing. Yeah! Look at us! Looking at us!
What would you do if they... What would you do?
Chip calls us in the office.
Chip calls us
and says, guys, we need to like really go for it. I mean, billboards aren't cheap. And it doesn't seem like enough people are looking at the billboard.
They're not looking at the billboard.
They're not looking
for
up.
For some reason, we know that they're not looking at the
it's
billboard.
Not having the intended effect.
Yeah.
Our ratings are up, but not as much as we'd like. We need you guys to go spin arrow signs in front of your own billboard. Gosh. We'll give you an extra 100 a month.
Okay. Well.
You do it.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would. Well, you'd be the best little arrow flipper
first
guy.
First, I would say, is it mandatory? And if he said it was mandatory, I would probably rethink my position here. I don't know. That would be a tough one.
Yeah.
I didn't sign on to be a sign flipper. I mean,
So you don't care about promoting us?
I'm a team player.
I guess you just don't care about promoting
the
morning
show. I'm a team player. I'll do most things. But you tell me to go flip a sign out in public?
Okay,
I don't know.
You don't have to flip a sign. You just have to take a giant... you know, like at basketball games, how they have those giant, like, heads.
Yeah.
My head. And you just got to carry it around. And I got to do the same with your noggin. And we're just like, yeah, check out these guys.
Oh, man. And I get an extra $100 a month?
Extra 100,
yeah,
man.
I don't know. That's,
Somebody just chimed in on the live line and said, man, I've had the Star 88 logo tattooed on my forehead since the morning invasion launched, and I still haven't seen a dime.
Oh, man.
Actually, a friend chimed in and said that they had a pretty dope-looking truck with three calibers stickers on it. Try to get calibers, the shooting range, to sponsor them for advertising. They said no. So they said, I peeled the stickers off in their parking lot and tossed them in their trash can.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's really funny. So I'd like you to come out and look at my vehicle. I have
three, not
three
one, not
decals.
Two. I have three decals of you
much,
on my car.
How much to keep these bad boys up? You know, just drive around.
That is actually not a terrible idea if you're trying to make some extra cash.
I guess
you just take the business owner outside and say, "Look at this ride. I sport you every day. I travel 27 miles each way on my commute." If you add that up, that's at least $87 million worth of advertising. That's hilarious.
Yeah. You know, how about Facebook? You know, every time you post, you have to end your post with sponsored by.
Okay. People would just stop being your friend. I feel like if I had that friend that was constantly like...
I've gone down the road of marketing on my Facebook page, and you know what? I made quite a bit of money. I really did.
Yeah.
But
is that when
you
were selling those weird pill things or shakes or whatever? I used to hate you.
Yeah, they're friends of mine.
Come on, guys.
So done with me on Facebook.
Hey, Steve-O, what are you doing on Friday night? You want to hang out and watch a movie? Dude.
Hey, I'm having a party at my house. You want to come?
Yeah. Are you kidding? Yeah, man. I was thinking you could come hang out and just watch this video with me.
Yeah.
Wait. Did you say video?
Yeah,
I thought you just said movie.
It's like a 15-minute video. No big deal.
What do you mean?
Come on over.
Next thing you know, I'm sitting in your living room drinking green stuff, watching a Visalus shake commercial.
Stars and cars, man.
Gosh.
Yeah, it's
the worst.
Well, you know, I get it though. I mean, people need an extra income, and I've gone down that road before. For me, it was a hobby at the time. I needed something to do with my time, and I was very unhealthy. And I thought, well, maybe I'll try it. And for me, I'm not a marketer. I'm just not.
I'm not a sales guy. I can't do that.
I found that is not who I am.
Yeah. If I'm passionate about something, I could talk about it all day long. But if I'm not super into it, one of my first jobs was at MCI. Back when you had to pay for like long distance and stuff. I think I lasted there like 3 days.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I don't even remember.
I would crash and burn hard.
I hated it. Because I'd be like, hi, sir, ma'am. Just have a great opportunity for you. Click. You know, it's like, okay. And then you try the next person. They're like, I'm eating dinner. You are inconveniencing me. I'm not trying to. I have a really good offer.
That would be hard.
It's going to save you a lot of money.
Getting rejected over and over again. After a while, it would probably dig into your soul.
But there were like other people in the cubicles who were like, yeah, man.
Yeah. Just people have this personality.
My international package, bro. You know, and it's like, I can't. And they're like, all right, good evening, sir. Madam, blah 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 blah. Nope, can't do it. Couldn't do it. Terrible sales guy. Ask me about my job now at my super amazing radio station or the morning show. I could tell you about it all day long.
Sure,
because I genuinely love it. Yeah. But yeah.
It's just like you said. Hey, everybody has different gifts and abilities.
Yeah,
different personalities, and mine is not selling things out in public.
Speaking of different gifts, talents, and abilities, Han Solo thought his was flying the Millennium Falcon. Coming up, I have a crazy story about Harrison Ford. Real life, guys. Real life story. Dude just doesn't quit when it comes to being a pilot.
Yeah, he loves to fly.
Sadly, he is no Han Solo. Coming up, we're going to talk about, I don't know, the Federal Aviation Administration and how they're currently investigating said amazing childhood hero. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about what happened with Harrison Ford on Monday.
585 Live, if you'd like to chime in. 585-5483. All right, yeah, we definitely got to do the key to a happy marriage. You know what? I'll just tell you what it is. The key to a happy marriage, you want to know what it is?
Pianos.
When the guy likes his in-laws.
Is that really it?
Yeah, new study out of the University of Michigan. Just found that married couples are happier if the guy has a good relationship with his wife's parents. It's much less important for the woman to get along with her husband's parents.
Because it's all about the wife.
Key to the happy marriage, when the guy likes his in-laws. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
I've been thinking too much. Help me. I've been thinking too much. Help me. I've been thinking too much.
21 Pilots, Ride, Star
88. Bye, Monica. She's going to podcast this later, so.
Thank you, Monica, for podcasting the show.
Thank you.
I love Monica. I really do. I think it's amazing, and I seriously... I'm humbled every time when I get to meet somebody that takes the time to podcast.
Yeah, dude. That's a big deal.
Yeah, and she is so encouraging. She always comes up and just says nothing but encouraging, awesome things to us. And
yeah.
That means a lot. Appreciate you guys out there podcasting or listening right now. Go subscribe. Morning Invasion.
Boom.
Go write a review. If you could. My mom's the only one that's wrote a review. I feel like we can do a little better than that. 909, good morning.
High today at 54 degrees.
Traffic!
There's an accident. I'm not laughing at that, I apologize. I'm reading the Star Me chat line at the same time. T. Harris at 7th Street reported at 8:10 a.m. about an hour ago. Thankfully, all of their accidents have been cleared up, except for one that just happened, actually. McMahon at Unser just popped up on the radar. An accident reported there, so be very cautious up on the west side. The best side. That's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com, or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
What if somebody offered to pay you to sponsor everything that you said? So if you're having a conversation with somebody,
yeah,
you're telling your wife, man, I had a great day at work. Dex, he was so much fun this morning. Brought to you by.
Oh, man.
And you had to finish every sentence with, brought to you by, blah, 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 blah.
That would be difficult, which reminds me, we didn't do the A to Z interview this morning.
I thought about it, and I'm like, I honestly thought
that would have been a good one.
We should wait. Hey, it would have been a good one for this.
Should have done it.
I really thought I had high hopes for this interview because he's a comedian.
Yeah.
And he was not very funny.
No, he probably was.
I looked up some interviews on YouTube, and so far, he is a stick in the mud.
A stick in the mud? What does that even mean?
You know, you realize
that's like toys for some kids. They love that.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
They're like, look at this stick. It's a sword. And then it turns into this.
Some kids love a stick in the mud.
Here's the thing. If you're a stick in the mud, you're just boring until someone, the right person, comes alongside and pulls you out and you become a lightsaber.
Like Kevin James.
Yeah, like Kevin James' brother. So like, he's the stick in the mud, but we should have been the kids pulling him out. Like, look at this lightsaber.
Yeah, we tried.
You just got to pull him out of their mud.
No. No, no, no.
Somebody wants to know where they can go write a review about our morning show.
On the podcast. If I don't know how it works with Droid, but on
Apple.
Yeah, Apple, yeah. The iTunes, you can actually write a review right there.
I seriously want to go see what reviews, what like people have to say about us.
I think we have, last time I checked, we had like 11 reviews or something.
Really?
Yeah. And they're actually really... really funny, and they were great reviews.
Okay,
but I haven't seen any in a while. So,
hmm.
If you have a few, write a review and tell everybody why you listen to the show.
Somebody said in the spirit of Dex, this is their fourth or fifth favorite podcast.
Yeah.
If you type in the morning and then you start to type the I, we're it, man. You just have to get to the morning.
Yeah. I feel like if you just Google morning invasion, everything you need just pops up.
We have 11 reviews.
11 reviews.
5 stars on all 11 of them. What? Let's see. This one comes from Dex1041.
Oh,
this one comes from.
It's not me.
Mrs. Toth.
Oh. Yeah.
There's one that's from Dex's mama.
Okay.
This one's at Luke Jeter.
Okay. Just stop. You're embarrassing us.
I'm just kidding. None of them. They're all real. Well, I mean.
I actually, when we first started the podcast.
You wrote
I
all
really
of these?
I really did. No, I wrote one review. Tried to get the ball rolling.
You said, that's it. I already said it. This is the greatest morning show in the world. Well, at least that's what my mom tells me. That's a good review.
That's a good review. Yeah. Yeah. Felt like I just wanted to add to the podcast.
How about this one? If the show did not exist, there would be riots in the streets, mass anarchy, the apocalypse would come early, and dogs and cats would be living together in harmony. Awful stuff. These men who are your hosts, Dex, your role model, and Interview Wars winner...
Thank you.
I don't know.
Say it. Me?
Dex. The cable to your Deadpool Steve-O. These men of greatness and international intrigue are some of the best Americans that have ever lived. God bless the morning invasion. God bless Buck and Dex. Dex and Steve-O.
It really does say that, doesn't it?
It really does say that.
Rest in peace, Buck.
Yeah, that was too bad. Told him to stop eating those chili fries.
Told him he was going to have a heart attack.
He may actually, right now, driving on the road listening to us.
He's always injured.
Star Member had a very serious question for you, actually. What do you call a boomerang that doesn't come back?
A stick in the mud.
Way to ruin it.
What?
Speaking of.
Where's your brother at?
I don't know.
What? Is he texting you back?
No.
It's his birthday. It's Scott Jeter's birthday. We haven't talked to him.
I call him Scotty, and I always introduce him to everybody as Scotty. This is my brother Scotty. And he's like, it's Scott. Yeah, hey.
Yo, it's just Scott. I got my name from, you know, the time I was in Brooklyn.
No, you sound nothing like Scotty.
What?
Scotty. Scotty's got, like, it's more Bastion. It's not Brooklyn, it's Bastion.
Okay.
Come on, Scotty!
I got a pawn shop.
To be fair, he owns a pawn shop in town. And it's like a crazy life. So he's probably already up early. Like, he's got to clear off everybody from the sidewalks.
Hello?
Scotty!
Yes!
Hey, man, you're on the morning show.
Oh, man. First of all, what time is it, man?
Hey, what do you mean, what time is it? It's 9:15 in the a.m., dude. 9.
What do you mean, what time?
You own a business, dude. Assume you'd be, like, working and, like, doing stuff.
You know that Valentine's Day was last night, correct?
I know. I'm just... So you're live
obviously
on the air.
You're not the romantic type, but you know I do have a lady. I was out.
That was great.
All right.
Listen. Did you know that today is your birthday? Did you know this? Today is your birthday.
No. Oh, yeah. I totally forgot.
Yeah. Today is your birthday, man. So I was like, mm-hmm. We got to call Scotty. I've called you. We started calling in the 6 o'clock hour. I don't know why you didn't pick up. We've been calling you all morning. I'm like, where's my brother? We interviewed Kevin James's brother this morning on the show.
Yeah, right.
We really did. We really did. Yeah. And I talked to him about how, like, I have freaking billboards and a morning show, and people just ask me if I'm Scotty's brother. I'm like, that's cool, man. Someday I'm going to get my own name.
Yeah, I know. I get that, too. And I'm like, and they're like, and who's that other guy? I'm like, he's Zach. Don't worry about it. Yeah. But,
oh, gosh.
I still get that. They're like, hey, man, this is dude, this hairy dude looks just like you on these billboards. And I'm like, yeah, I know, man. I know.
Oh, man. Dude, happy birthday, man.
Yeah, it's going really well so far. You know, like
just woke up.
This is like the one day where I'm like, I'm gonna sleep in and nobody can say nothing, and you call me all morning. Man,
oh man. I mean, are you going down to the pawn shop today? Like, are you working? It's your birthday. What are you doing?
Of course, man. I'm 37, man. All that means is like I'm one day older.
Yeah,
it's. Yeah, I mean, tomorrow will be another day older. I don't think anybody cares about birthdays, man. After you're like, 18 is huge, 21 was pretty big, 25, you get a discount on your car insurance. And then it's all downhill from there, you know what I mean?
Man, I love you.
Dude, the inaugural Scotty on the morning invasion. You know, people have been trying to get you on the morning show for a long time.
Yeah,
and I'm like, Steve-O, I don't think the delay
worried.
I don't
He's
think the delay
worried.
Is big enough.
And
I
you're
don't
doing
think
great.
He is. He's doing a fantastic job. He's coming to Knob Hill with me on Sundays. Like, he's just rocking it. Beautiful. And he owns a pawn shop and is scary. So, can you...
Not
can,
that scary.
Who was the last guy you had to shank at the pawn shop? Let's just start there.
Are y'all recording?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Dude, I just wanted to say happy birthday. I love you, man. And
cool. No, I love y'all too, man. I don't know what time y'all get up, but I mean, I told you I'd go on. I do your show on these days, and I'm not, like, shocked and surprised, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'll give you a call later or whatever. I don't know what you got going on tonight. But
hey, have you ever thought about doing a podcast?
A podcast? No, man. I'm like, I'm an adult. I have a job.
Okay.
You know, like, I got kids.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. Well, a friend of mine wanted me to ask you.
Asking for a friend. Yeah. Asking for a friend.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I mean, like, I don't know what a podcast pays or whatever, but I mean, if it keeps me from going to work every day, yeah. Sign me up, you know? But.
Oh, man.
There you go.
Good stuff.
Man. Yeah. Hit me up later and we got to do something. It's your birthday, man. It's your birthday.
Yeah, okay. So. I think I got something going on this week, and I was going to call and talk to you about it anyway, man.
Okay.
Just figure out what we're going to do. But, I'll call you this afternoon.
All right. I love you, man.
I love you, too.
Well,
see you later, Dex.
Happy birthday. All right.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. All right.
Scotty Jeter, he's fresh from Boston or Brooklyn. I mean, he's... And both of you got into the accent. You both were just going back and forth. And his accent is thick.
Yeah.
And he's what? He's lived in Texas and Albuquerque.
Yeah. Hard. Hey, man, you can't like, you can't bring down his accent because here's the thing.
I'm not.
He's like, so we keep talking about it. He owns a pawn shop, but it's not like, oh, he owns a pawn shop on like Manal. No, dude, like central, bro, like University Pawn, like I feel like
anybody that comes in to try to pawn something is probably robbed it.
Every time I've gone to visit him, I'm like, I should be packing. Yeah.
I'm not even joking. No, I know, that's how I feel when
terrifying.
I go to central. Yeah,
so it's like you know, down there in the like by the university, obviously.
Yeah.
Because it's called University Pond. Oh. He's not, I mean, he's really good with the marketing, I guess. Yeah. Dude, let's see. So far, we've got slow-mo faux show on that one. Somebody wanted to know what pawn shop he owned. It's called University Pond. Somebody else said Scotty for third.
Yeah, he's funny. He's great.
Gosh, I just
kept thinking about him on a podcast would be great.
But you don't understand. Like the whole time, I had nervous stomach.
Why?
I was like, please don't cuss. Please don't.
Oh,
Mike.
Well, we got to talk a about dump button.
Please don't talk about having to murder somebody outside of the pawn shop because. He's such a.
Yeah, I'm sure he has to take care of situations. You know.
Yeah.
I mean.
He's had to, like, there have been times where I've been in there and he's had to, like, take care of a situation. I'm like, yeah. Like, we were talking earlier about being built for certain things, and I'm not a salesperson. I'm also not a bouncer. Mm. I'm also not like, hey, Scotty's the guy that when the zombie apocalypse happens, I'm going to be at his house because he's the Rick Grimes of this joint.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
He's, yeah, I love my brother.
Great guy.
Yeah, dude, he's the best.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the best. So, but he also, when we were kids, loved Goodwill Hunting.
Well,
but you know, he owns a pawn shop, so he's got to be like tough. So sure. He's like, hey.
Come
but he's
my
been
pawn
like
shop.
That. Actually, he's been like that like all of his life. I don't even know what happened. See, that's like just how he talks.
Luke kind of sounds like him a little bit.
Oh yeah. He really actually does. I'm constantly praying for Luke, laying hands on him. Lord, don't let Luke stab somebody today in fifth grade. Because Scotty is, you know, I'm the oldest, and then there's Scotty. And then so with my kids, Jack is the oldest, and he's like, I'm an archer, and I sing.
I built robots.
And I built, I go to math school. And Luke's like, I'm a catcher, and I play baseball, and I hit hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's seriously amazing how, like, you know, we're all uniquely crafted by God, and yet, like, it's funny to see how, like, the second Jeter is seriously like, oh, cool, yeah, Luke's going to be a bouncer.
Yeah.
Or a Major League Baseball player.
Or he'll take over the business, his uncle's business.
Yeah. He'll take over, quote, the business.
The business.
Happy birthday, Scotty. 24-year-old, we already said that one earlier this morning. Moving on to the next one, my bad. A guy in Florida left his boat parked in the driveway earlier this month because, you know, it's Florida, it's a boat. You just leave it in the driveway. Someone stole all of his fishing equipment. They also stole the motor. They also stole the seats. Oh, wait. They also stole the trailer that the boat was on.
What?
But they didn't steal the boat. We need to call Scotty's pawn shop and see if they have a boat motor and seats.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I get it.
I can't get back to my normal voice. Have you noticed this?
It's fine.
I've got like Scotty voice. It's because I talked to my brother, and this is like
a guy in Florida.
Yeah, a guy in Florida. Check it out, man. My brother Scotty. He's got deals, man. A woman in Texas tried to bring back 22 pounds of raw meat in her luggage after a trip to Vietnam earlier this month.
Okay.
Yeah. 22 pounds of raw meat.
I love it.
In her luggage.
Well, it's...
Here's something really random and interesting, but not really because it's totally non-news. So I'll share it anyways. Brock Lesnar is set to announce his retirement, and everybody that is WWE fans from the UFC.
Yeah. That's...
The former UFC heavyweight champion and current WWE star informed the UFC on Tuesday he's officially retiring from competition. South Dakota native. He's the only man in history to hold two titles in addition to the WWE Championship. He returned to the WWE part-time in 2012. He's still one of the biggest stars. He's scheduled to face Goldberg in one of the marquee attractions of WrestleMania 33. That's happening in Orlando on April 2nd. And I'm so excited. Go Goldberg.
Oh, Goldberg.
But he's announcing his retirement from the UFC. He doesn't even... I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, he's too old to fight.
By the way, a Star Me member just chimed in and said, I am officially writing a comic book about Scotty and Steve-O in the apocalypse.
Yeah, I feel like I feel like Scotty's more Shane.
You think I'd be Rick? Thanks, man.
I don't know.
I'll be Rick.
Yeah, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know if you
I'm
be
the
Rick.
Leader, man.
Yeah.
I'm smart. I got the skills to pay the bills.
Quick with the draw.
I mean, I'm an excellent marksman. That's actually true. Yeah. I still have all my little medals from military school. I was an expert in small bore weapons. I was. Yeah.
You're Rick.
I just don't have the, hey, Coral. I could do that.
Coral.
No, it's Coral.
Coral.
It's spelled C-O-R-A-L.
Coral.
Hey, Coral.
You gotta look down.
It's got three syllables.
Carl. Carl.
Here's who dropped the most cash on Candy Crush and Clash of Clans, which makes me sick to my stomach.
It's crazy.
According to a new study, 59% of in-app purchases in the App Store were made by only 1% of the 26 million people surveyed. If you were wondering how games like Candy Crush and Clash of Clans rakes in the dough, just look to two places. Norway and North Dakota.
Wow.
I'm going to say that again.
What?
Norway and North Dakota spend millions of dollars on Clash of Clans, Candy Crush Saga, and Heyday. My wife plays Heyday.
Guys, it'll really blow your mind. For those of you that don't know much about how apps work and everything, maybe you love downloading apps. Like, I was blown away when I found out how much money Clash of Clans or Candy Crush, any of these games, these really popular games make. They make millions of dollars a day.
Here's the funny part. You know, we talk about like video games and video game culture and apps and all of these things. Take a random guess at the percentage of Candy Crush Saga players that are women.
Oh, man. I would probably say it's over 50%. Probably 65%?
75% of Candy Crush Saga players are women.
Candy Crush.
Heyday came in at 68%
female. What's that?
It's this really stupid farm game that my wife loves. Hmm. That I don't understand. You literally do nothing.
You farm?
I guess. Huh. It's like, oh, I gotta harvest my apples.
Hmm. She loves to garden.
She does. In real life, she really does that. I wish it was as easy as her little app thingy where it's like, I'm just going to plant these seeds. 8 hours. Got to wait 8 hours.
That's how they get you.
Tomatoes.
Yeah. And if you don't want to wait 8 hours, you could spend 99 cents.
Oh, dude. There have been multiple times where I've gotten a text that goes something like, $10 is a really good deal for these gold coins and apples or whatever it is. And I'm like,
a package of 1,000 coins.
No, you're not spending $10.
They're having a special
on
deal
an
today.
App.
The special, Landon came up to me with one of those specials.
Oh, yeah.
He had like $10 of his own money. And he said, Dad, they're running a special today on one of my games. Can I give you $5 and yeah. I can buy coins?
I've done that a few times.
Oh, my gosh.
My kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm also getting roasted through my phone because my wife's like, really?
Oh, gosh.
Bro, really? We're going to
talk about
app gaming? Really?
Yeah, Steve-O. Yeah, the game that you play, I bet you it's one of the top games as well.
Oh, yeah, Marvel Contest of Champions. I've had a chance to hang out with the developers the last couple of years at New York Comic Con, and stories I hear from them, because I don't spend money on the app, really, that much.
They have their own private jet.
Dude, it's ridiculous how much money comes in, like, a day from people who just like have nothing better to do.
$700,000 to $1 million a day with some of these. That's how much they make. I remember reading a story. It was about Candy Crush, and it was somebody had – it was so sad. They had sold off everything that they owned. What?
Nothing. Tell your story.
They sold off every – it was a gambling addiction almost, and they were addicted to this game, and they had sold off everything so they could continue to buy more Candy Crush.
Yeah.
Whatever you do with that whole thing. I don't know.
I'm going to throw up in my mouth. Okay, I play a game called Marvel Contest of Champions. A lot.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it. Daily revenue.
Oof.
Daily revenue is $256,925.
No.
That's what they make it day. And that's not even one of the top apps.
Daily. $256,000. How crazy is that? That's according to Think Gaming. They take like estimates. So you can see like snapshots. It's the 7th top grossing game as of February 15th today. It's number 7 on the top grossing games of all time.
So what is Clash of Clans? Is that number 1?
That's a good question. I'd have to look it up.
I would probably say Candy Crush or Clash of Clans.
According to this top grossing this data, this is specifically for iPhones. Mobile Strike.
Is that the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I don't know.
I think that's the one.
It's a free app, but you can do in-game purchases. And do you want to know their daily revenue?
I would say that's got to be in the millions.
$1.9 million
a day.
A day.
Man.
On an app, guys.
Wow.
Clash Royale came in second. I would play that every day, too. That makes $1.4 million a day. Yeah, Clash of Clans is 5th. Then there's other games, Game of War, Candy Crush Saga. They average about $500,000 to $600,000 a day.
Unbelievable, man.
Wow.
Silicon Valley, man. That's where we need to move. And
what? Why would we move there?
App makers.
Why can't we just become app makers here?
No. You gotta go to money. Silicon Valley.
Okay.
That's where they all live. All right, we got to take a quick break. 585 Live, if you'd like to chime in, be a part of the show with us. We'll be right back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
President Trump has named retired Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg as acting security advisor until a permanent replacement can be found.
Linda McMahon becoming the 12th Trump cabinet pick to win confirmation.
The yeas are 81, the nays are 19.
McMahon will lead the Small Business Administration.
In the Playboy issue that's just out, pictures of naked women have returned after a one-year absence.
The head of the Fed is updating Congress.
Since my appearance before this committee last June, the economy has continued to make progress.
The head of the Secret Service, Joseph Clancy, is retiring in March.
Google's YouTube and Disney have canceled contracts with YouTube's biggest star, PewDiePie.
Nearly 200,000 people ordered to evacuate near a damaged dam system in Northern California can go home for now.
Our agencies are working around the clock in an effort to mitigate all hazards that may threaten the residents
in and around Butte County.
A jury in New York City has convicted 56-year-old Pedro Hernandez of kidnapping and killing 6-year-old Eitan Pates. Eitan vanished in 1979, one of the first children on a milk carton.
Verizon is switching up again and joining other carriers and offering an unlimited data plan.
San Francisco's rated America's healthiest city. Detroit, the unhealthiest.
Hello! Dex and Steve-O.
Hey, guys.
Beautiful day in the 505, 935.
We get here so early in the morning, and yet this weather doesn't seem to be changing. It's 55 degrees, by the way. That's your high.
Traffic!
Taking a look at the roads, there's an accident reported 10th Street at Lead. Looking. Oh, man, an accident. Tramway Boulevard at Central. That was reported about 20 minutes ago. Kind of gumming things up in the southeast corner of the metro area. Other than that, roads are clear. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
We had an update this morning. There was a young lady who emailed us a couple days ago. Said she found her boyfriend's engagement ring. And she's 24. She said she was freaking out because she doesn't want to get married. She doesn't want to get engaged. She really enjoys this boyfriend, kind of a new relationship, but was freaking out because he was most likely going to propose on Valentine's Day at dinner and needed some advice on how to handle it. She updated us. Hit the podcast if you would like to get that update. Sorry, guys. Just we need more podcasters. Just trying to get you there.
Do it.
Go write a review. Also, one of the greatest interviews we've ever had, Gary Valentine.
Okay. If you don't know him, he is awesome. It's Kevin James, his brother.
Yeah, he was one of the greatest interviews. So go and get that.
Also talk to my real life brother.
Oh my gosh.
Which was a better interview.
Beautiful phone call.
I was worried because we woke him up on his birthday. I'll probably be murdered for that.
What time is it?
I'm like, I thought it's that was, in the 9 o'clock
it was funny
hour.
I kind of thought that was part of his thing, you know? But you know how some people, they just kind of act like they don't really know what's going on? Like, oh, what time is it, man? You know what? I don't even know. What time is it? You know, Scotty's that guy.
Scotty doesn't have a shtick. Like, he's just raw.
I know that's him.
He's
but
just real, man.
Yeah, it's yeah. So funny.
Yep.
Yeah.
Love that guy.
All right. Let's jump back into the news. So much.
Gonna need some...
What do you need, man?
Star Wars music.
I don't have that anymore.
This is crazy. When I was a child, there was one man. One man who was my hero. Who played two men, Indiana Jones and Han Solo. Well, in real life, Harrison Ford is actually a pilot. And on Monday, he was involved in an incident with a passenger plane. Yeah, gonna need a... He was landing his private aircraft, and he flew dangerously close to a taxiing passenger plane. What? After mistakenly landing in a taxiway instead of the runway he was actually cleared for. To be fair, Harrison Ford is 74 years old.
Wow.
He was piloting his single-engine plane.
That's my dad's age.
Dude, tower control, give him the go-ahead to land at John Wayne Airport in Orange County, California. But when the actor instead maneuvered toward a taxiway, his plane flew over an American Airlines departing flight with 110 passengers on board and a six-person crew. Yeah. It was, the 737 was reportedly able to safely take off minutes after the incident, but he was reportedly captured on air traffic control recordings saying, "Was that airliner meant to be underneath me?" Air traffic control then informed the actor that he had inadvertently landed on a taxiway with a waiting aircraft instead of the runway he was instructed to head toward.
10-4, copy that.
Being investigated by the FAA. They told NBC News that controllers gave Harrison Ford the proper landing instructions, and he read them back.
Huh.
So he's like, copy, landing on this runway at this such and such time. I'm Harrison Ford.
10-4, copy that.
I feel like you should say that every time when you're Harrison Ford. Han Solo. Flying Han Solo in my single. You got it? Get it?
74.
I'm Harrison Ford.
He's cranky.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's Harrison Ford. He can do what he wants.
Well, right? Here's the crazy thing. Apparently not, because American Airlines is asking both the FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board to open an investigation into
the incident. You can be my wingman anytime.
Dude, if Harrison Ford is found at fault, his pilot license, which he uses to operate his plane collection, could be suspended, although he could also possibly just receive a warning. If, in fact, the people in charge of this investigation are the same people that were in charge of Holly Holmes' fight, there's probably not even going to be a warning.
Yeah. That's good.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's good.
Harrison Ford, man, just causing scares everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know if that's an age thing or...
And he's gotten into accidents before. Thing. Like, this isn't his first time. A star member was asking, yeah.
Huh.
He's 74, man! I don't think he had, like, you know, intentionally was like, watch this flyover. No. Yeah. I think he just was either not paying attention or something happened. Well, good news if you're a fan of Facebook and can't seem to get off of it. Facebook is developing a video app for your television.
I was honestly, I've been waiting for this.
This is ridiculous. Soon you're going to be able to watch your Facebook Live streams on your Apple TV. Seriously. They're developing a video app coming to the Apple TV and other streaming devices. I guess this last week at the Code Conference in Dana Point, California, Facebook announced it's developing a standalone video app for cable set box tops. Topses.
Huh?
Cable set top boxes.
Top boxes.
I'm good, man. The app will be available on Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, and Samsung Smart TV. It's going to roll out, quote, soon. You're literally just going to be able to watch videos. Both live videos and then, you know, not live videos, shared by friends and publisher pages.
See, that'd be cool, because I think, you know, you're sitting there on your phone and you're watching something, and how Apple TV works is you can... if you're on your iPhone, you can switch over and put that video on the Apple TV on
like
your TV.
Mirroring.
Yeah. And so I think this would be kind of cool. You're on Facebook. I would like to see like a swipe where you can just swipe it and it goes up on your TV.
Because then you can still interact. Because this is an app that you literally just watch within your Apple TV or whatever.
That's cool.
No.
All right with that?
No. Stop watching everybody else live, man. Live.
That's how we do.
No, we live.
Yeah, we live.
Today. Dine in Mordor. I lost it.
Okay.
I lost it.
Yeah.
But I did answer the phone.
Oh. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
Back.
Yeah.
Hey, I was just waiting for that new app when you're going to come out with Holly's Hotties. Is it still in the making or is it available?
How about that app,
I had multiple people
Holly's
chime
Hotties?
In.
Is that happening still? Am I going to create a Facebook page later?
Love keeps no record of wrongdoing. You guys just can't live down my stupidity. Thanks for the call, man. God bless you, too.
After you said that, I went to the gym that day, and people were like, oh, man, Holly's Hotties is the best. You guys have to create that.
Yeah. Can we be the Hotties?
Yeah, we're Holly's Hotties.
Okay. Holly's Hotties. She's actually got a group of friends called Holly's Homies. Yeah. Holly Holm. Yeah. Holly's Homies.
That's a common mistake.
My girl Becca and Tara both hit me up and they're like, Holly's Hotties, friend? It's Homies. And I'm like,
capitalize on it. Let's do it.
You and me. But
Holly's Hotties.
We gotta wear short shorts.
No, compression pants.
Hey.
What?
I like my compression pants, man.
I like them too. They're great.
I back squatted 200 pounds yesterday, bro.
I know. You should probably get a hold of Nike and tell them what you did. You'll be on the next commercial.
I upped my max by 65 pounds. It's because of your pants.
It's all about the compression pants.
I think it's literally just mental, actually.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I felt good. Although, back at the gym said, you know, you can breathe, like breathability, like your body and stuff. Why has everybody got to mock my pants?
Well, you are the only one at the gym that actually wears shorts with your compression pants. So,
hey, modest is hottest. All right. I'm trying to be modest. I am modest.
You know
Yahoo.
What, Chrissy, guarantee you, 2 weeks, we'll see him without the shorts. It's going to happen.
I took them off yesterday at the end.
You did?
Yeah, because everybody's making fun of me. I said, that's it.
Yeah, like,
I
went, you took them off? Oh, you can't do that.
And then
that.
I'm like, I got to go change. And I ran to the bathroom. Oh, man. Thanks, guys. Thank you guys so much. Starbucks is now testing ice cream coffee at more than 100 of their stores. But isn't a Frappuccino basically a milkshake? What's more milkshake than a milkshake? Milkshake? Starbucks announced they're going to start testing ice cream drinks. It's called the affogato. It's a shot of espresso or of other coffee poured over a scoop of ice cream. Huh. Most of the locations, by the way, Orange County, California. It will be one of the most expensive items on the menu. They cost $6.40.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's what Lando spends all his money on.
On Starbucks?
Yeah, if you take me to Starbucks.
No, dude.
I want to spend $5.50 on a Frappuccino.
Dude, when I worked at Starbucks, if you ordered a Frappuccino, it was like, you are dead to me. Because you're like busting through, and it's like in the morning, it's like, yeah, I got you, grande latte. Boom, boom. And it's going to be like, can I get a Frappuccino? Blah, blah, blah. And you're like, now I got to get out of line and go over to this blender thing.
Is it like making a banana split at Dairy Queen?
Well, it's no. It's just like this assembly line where everybody's like getting coffee through, you know, like man, boom, 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 rocking it. And then to make a Frappuccino, you have to leave.
Is it like a milkshake you got to make?
Kind of. Yeah. And there's like a blender and you're over there like, okay, well, now I'm making this Frappuccino and silently judging you.
Wow. I had no idea.
Yep. Yeah, Starbucks really turned me on to judging others. Good. Kidding. Yeah. Rolling Stone put together a list of the 50 best stand-up comics of all time. Gary Valentine came in first.
No kidding. I was actually going to say
that. Had him on the show this morning.
That's a lie.
Yeah. They say they considered, quote, artistic merit, technical proficiency, sense of timing, quality of their written material, their delivery, degree of influence, and they mostly focused on modern-day comedians, which basically means they weren't interested in actually researching comedians outside of, I don't know, the past 40 years. But they still wanted to call it a list of the best of all time, even though they only researched the past 40 years. Number one!
Eddie Murphy.
I'm gonna start at 10, actually. Because I don't want to just... Mort Saul.
Mort Saul? I don't know.
Mort
who that is.
Saul. Number nine, Chappelle Show. Dave Chappelle.
Okay.
Number eight, Bill Cosby.
I don't think he should even be on the list anymore. You got to kick him off.
Number seven, Jerry Seinfeld.
You don't even know who that is.
Who? Number six, Joan Rivers.
She was really good at stand up. Pretty funny.
Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Top five. Top five, Chris Rock, Louis C.K.
Love Louis.
Lenny Bruce came in third.
Lenny Bruce.
And your top two comedians. George Carlin came in second, and Richard Pryor, number one.
Okay.
And I will tell you right now, George Carlin was a staunch atheist, right? But one of the things that he said stuck with me throughout my entire career, and it's something that I seriously daily think about that I use on the morning show. Because he was always talking about ideas. You want to share an idea with somebody, whether it's like there is no God or, you know, like these heavy topics that he would go into. He said you don't start there. You don't start out by saying that you have never seen their TV show, Dex. What you do is you disarm them with a joke.
Mm.
Because if you can make someone laugh, you will open them up in a way that you didn't have them before. And then you can present them with new ideas.
Yeah.
And they're more open to conversation about it, which is, I think, one thing I love about our show, because we do talk real things, but it's mostly comedy. And so we're able to laugh and have a good time, but it opens us up to if a real conversation, quote unquote, hits, we have the Starmy with us hanging. They're through it with us. I love that.
It's
Richard
great.
Pryor, number one. It's interesting. Eddie Murphy, who you said was not even on the top 10. Which I don't understand, because you got people like Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock who were directly influenced by Eddie Murphy.
True. Yeah.
What about Martin Lawrence, yo? Def Comedy Jam!
Well, definitely not top 10.
I was really expecting Bill Bellamy to be up there. A patent man accused of throwing a sledgehammer at a car window was arrested. He's 29 years old. He told police that when he started driving on Jockey Lane in Ferrisburg, Redmond, ran toward a moving car, threw the hammer at the windshield. He's facing charges of aggravated assault, reckless endangerment, and impersonating Thor.
Oh.
I made the last one up. But you can keep playing Sledgehammer because, man, oh, man, do I love me some Peter Gabriel. I could be your sledgehammer. That's actually not the words at all. Gosh, you ruin everything.
No, I just recreate.
Okay. 65% of people love their job, quote unquote. It's a good thing if you like your job, but if you say you love your job, that might actually be devaluing the word love.
Love you.
It's not your dog. It's not even pizza.
Hmm.
Yeah, I just put pizza above my dog. What? It's not delivery. It's DiGiorno. Am I right?
No, as
okay. According to a new survey, 65% of people say they love their job, and only 19% say they definitely do not love it. But even if you say you love it, you're not doing it for free. You're getting paid, yo. 28% of people say they work to give their kids a better life. 23% of people say that they do it to afford things like traveling and or hobbies.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, if you have kids, your priorities change.
Yeah.
Once you have children, I mean, you got to think about their future, college, got to set up that trust fund. You know, you just want to be able to make sure they don't have to work a day in their lives. But if you just work your butt off, then your kids will be privileged the rest of their lives. So that's why I work hard.
Okay.
So they don't have to work. I don't believe that at all. Isn't that weird how our grandparents, they worked hard and their philosophy was to provide a better future and and to provide money for their kids, their grandkids.
Yeah.
So they didn't have to work as hard. But we're seeing that's not a good way to look at how you spend your money or how you live.
It devalued money for your kids,
right?
The next generation, and in turn, they don't work hard because they're
entitled.
Maybe,
you know, because that's
why my kids pay rent.
No kidding.
Yeah.
What do you have them paying a month?
You know, it's between the three of them, we take in about $400 a month.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, Brody's acting career is taking off, so
He's got the face.
Yeah. He does.
He's doing those shampoo commercials.
Except for the fact that yesterday he cut his hair.
You can't even tell because it's so long.
Yeah. He said his hair was in his face and straight up just somehow took scissors in class and cut his hair.
And the picture's great. He's holding a big chunk of his hair.
But it doesn't look like he did anything.
Gosh, would you please shave the helmet?
No.
Yeah, it's been long enough.
He has taken the Nazarite vow. He will never.
My gosh.
I'm not cutting his hair.
Come on.
You and Chrissy, man.
Brody.
Go away. Get out of my life
Chrissy,
forever.
Chrissy, just
both
do
of you.
It.
Forever.
Just do it.
Please. Do you keep your boss posted on your dating life? Dex, do you tell your boss about your dating life?
Yeah, I have conversations with Chip and
all
Daniel
the time.
About my
just like, man.
Life. Sorry, Leslie. I mean,
according to a new survey, 60% of men and 50% of women say they talk to their boss about their romantic life, especially after a breakup or other rough patch that could affect their work. That's interesting. Survey also found 1 in 7 people have quit a job after they dated a coworker and had a nasty breakup.
Wow.
Dating in the workplace, man. It's
tough. That'd be hard if you were going out with somebody for a while.
Then you called it.
Well, she broke up with you, but you still had to go to work with that
person. See
her
all the time, and you're like, dude, come on. And she's like, I'm going to have to go get another job. This is not working out.
Yeah.
But I love you. Don't leave me. That's why Teo had to move to Nashville, unfortunately. It just got really awkward there at the end.
Things were very awkward.
Yeah.
That restraining order almost went through.
Hey, when I say the word Mexican pizza, does your heart flutter?
You know what? I do like me a good Mexican pizza.
Well, then you're in luck. Yay! Ladies, when you were a little girl, lying in bed, dreaming of your perfect wedding day, did you picture yourself surrounded by Gordita Supremes, maybe some cinnamon twists?
Ooh.
That's
giant
amazing.
Cup of Baja Blast Mountain Dew.
Oh, gosh, that Baja Blast.
Taco Bell is running a new contest where you can get married at Taco Bell.
There's a situation at CTU.
Now, we're not talking like any Taco Bell. It's a, quote, fancier one in Las Vegas.
What?
And it actually has a classic Vegas wedding chapel inside.
Get out of here.
I'm not being funny. To enter the contest, you just post a photo or a video on Twitter or Instagram about, quote, Taco Bell's role in your love story. Using the hashtag Love and Tacos Contest.
What?
You'll win a trip for six to Vegas, catered dinner at Taco Bell, and more.
Huh. Wonder how most women would feel about...
Babe, pintos and cheese, man. Pintos and cheese. You want some free pintos and cheese? It's because you ring my Taco Bell, girl. It makes sense. Wedding bells.
Okay.
Taco wedding bells.
I feel like the people, the marketers, I just would love to sit in one of their meetings.
I want to write their vows for them.
Oh my gosh.
Are you kidding me?
Okay. Well,
I've got like 19 jokes lined up with gorditas and double deckers and Nacho Bell Grandes. Dang, dude, I'm hungry. I'm skipping the gym. I'm going to the Bell today.
Sorry. No, you're not.
I'm running for the border. Do they still say that?
No.
No?
Don't do that.
Okay, I'll go to the gym then. According to a new study, the five healthiest cities in America...
Albuquerque.
All in the western half of the U.S.
Oh.
Number five, Portland, Oregon.
So healthy there.
Seattle came in fourth, which is... I mean, come on. Portland and Seattle are relatively...
Yeah.
Number three was Scottsdale, Arizona.
Huh.
Number two, Salt Lake City. And the number one healthiest city in America is San Francisco.
Why would Scottsdale?
What are you talking about?
Well, it's
deserty in Arizona-y. Ugh. Yeah, but it's Scottsdale.
And it's hot.
So?
And nobody wants to work out and be healthy in Scottsdale.
You're already healthy because you're losing all that fat because it melts away in the 119
degrees.
That's
not true at all.
No, that's real, man.
Now, fat people just... get sweaty. They don't lose any weight.
When's the last time you saw a big person in Arizona? Rest my case.
It's been a couple of years since I've been there, so okay. I don't know.
Okay.
We're done.
We did it.
We out. Thanks for being a part of the show, Starmie. Shout out to the podcasters. You guys can always hit us up in the live line, 585-LIVE, 585-5483. Got an email, studio@star88.fm. If you guys need anything, you guys need some advice, hit us up.